This sermon, How the Angel Came to Me, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday evening, January 17, 1955, at the Land Tech High School in Chicago, Illinois, USA. 天使的出现及使命这篇信息是由威廉·伯拉汉弟兄于1955年1月17日星期一晚上在美国伊利诺伊斯州芝加哥市的 LAN 技术高中传讲的。
And the brethren are probably, I see several tape recorders down here, and they'll pick this up, of course.
弟兄们可能，我看到这里有几架录音机，当然他们会把这些事录下来的。
Anytime you want to know just what the Holy Spirit said to you,See the brethren here has got these tape recorders and you run that right back through, you can get your case exactly.
任何时候你想要知道圣灵对你说了些什么，只要找到在这里有录音机的弟兄们，他们就会重放录音带，你就可以准确地找出你那部分。
Watch and see if it don't happen just exactly the way it says.
你观察一下，看那是不是照着圣灵所说的一模一样的发生了，你瞧。
When you hear it, breathe out, thus saith the Lord.
当你听到圣灵吐出主如此说
a certain thing or this is this way or just check it over and see if that's right or not
某件事情是怎样或者这个东西是这样时你就去查看一下看它是不是对的
It's always that way
瞧总是这样的
Now for just a little background
现在让我们做一点背景介绍
And I'mJust kindly happy tonight that there's just a few of us here. We're just home folks, aren't we? We're not, none of us strangers.
我今晚很高兴，只有我们这些人在这里。我们都是家里人，不是吗？我们不是，我们中间没有一个陌生人。
We don't. I can just use my Kentucky grammar and feel right at home now because we're.
我甚至可以用我的肯塔基语法而感到就在家一样，因为我们。
We're just a.I ain't throwing off on Kentucky now. If there's anybody here from Kentucky,
我们只是，我现在并不是在贬低肯塔基。这里哪位是从肯塔基来的
？Is there anybody here from Kentucky? Raise your hand.
这里有谁从肯塔基来的吗？举起手来。
Say, I should feel right at home, shouldn't I?
哈哈，我确实应当感到在家了，不是吗
？That's mighty fine.
那真是好极了。
My mother.Used to run a boarding house.
我母亲曾经开过一家住宿的客店。
I went down there one day to find out.
有一天我去那儿看看。
There's a great group of men boarded there, and a big long table set.
有一大群人在那里寄宿，那里有一张又大又长的桌子。
I said, "How many here are from Kentucky? Stand up."
我说这里有多少人是从肯塔基来的？站起来。
Everybody stood up.
每个人都站了起来。
I went up to church that night, my church, and I said, "How many here are from Kentucky?"
那天晚上我去教会，我的教会，我问这里有多少人是从肯塔基来的
？Everybody stood up.
嘿，大家都站了起来。
I said, "Well, that's very good."
所以我就说，嗯，真不错。
The missionaries have done a good job. so thankful for it.
传道人们真是做得不错，我们对此非常感谢。
Now in the book of Romans, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse.
现在让我们打开罗马书第十一章二十八节。
Listen closely now to the reading of the scripture.
让我们现在仔细地听经文的阅读。
As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake.But as touching the election, they are beloved of the, for the Father's sake.
就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。
For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Lord, help us tonight now as we approach this reverently.
主啊，今晚帮助我们，让我们存着敬畏的心。
With all of our heart and sincerity.
全心全意的，真诚的来接触这个主题时。
Only for your glory these things are said.
我们所说的都是为了你的荣耀。
Help me, Lord.
求你帮助我，主啊。
And put just in my mind just the things that should be said and how much to say.
求你只将那些当说的话放在我的头脑里，并且让我知道该说多少。
Stop me when it's your time.
当你的时候到了时，求你阻止我。
I ask that every heart will receive these things for the benefit of the sick and needy in this audience.
我祈求每颗心都会接受这些事情，使观众中的病人和有需要的人得到益处。
For I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Now, I want to approach this subject just while we're small, and I'll try not to keep you too long.
现在我想趁着我们人数不多的时候来讲这个主题，我尽量不把你们留得太久。
I'll lay my watch out here and try my best now to let you out in good time.
我把手表放在这里，尽量让你们早一点回去。
So you can be back tomorrow night.
这样你们明晚还能再来。
Now be in prayer.
现在请保持祷告的心。
I don't think the boy even give out cards. I've never asked him whether he...
我想这孩子还没有分发祷告卡，我从不问他是否。
And if they didn't, or whether they did or did not, it doesn't matter.
如果他们还没有的话，不管他们发了还是没发，都没有关系。
We got cards in here anyhow if we have to call some.
如果我们必须要叫一些人上来的话，我们这里还是有祷告卡的。
So, if not, well, we'll just see what the Holy Spirit said.
所以如果没发卡的话，那么我们就看圣灵怎么说吧。
Now, if you'll listen close, now this may be in, just a few of us here, it's a good time to say this, because it deals with my own personal being.
现在请你们注意听，现在这也许，这里只是我们不多的一些人，所以是很好的机会来讲这个话题的，因为这是有关我本人的。
And that's the reason I read this scripture tonight.
这就是为什么今晚我读这节经文。
That you might see that gifts and callings are not anything that anyone can merit.
让你们知道恩赐和选召并不是任何人可以靠自己的努力能得到的。
Paul speaking here said the Jews in the line of the gospel.
保罗在这里说，犹太人就福音而言是受蒙蔽的。
Was blinded and away from God.That for our sake,
远离神，这乃是为了我们的缘故。
But the verse just before that said, "All Israel will be saved."
但就在这前面的那些经文却说，以色列全家都要得救。
All Israel will be saved, according to the election.
以色列全家都要得救，按照神的拣选。
God the Father has loved them.And blinded them that we Gentiles might have a place.
天父早已爱他们，却又蒙蔽他们，让我们外邦人。
Now of repentance that through Abraham his seeds could bless all the world according to his word.
现在有悔改的机会，这是照着神的话，借着亚伯拉罕，要使他的后裔让整个世界蒙福。
See how the sovereignty of God is.
瞧神的主权是多么至高无上。
His word just got to be.
他的道无论如何都要成就的。
He just can't be nothing else.
他绝对不可能是别样的。
And now, we, by God has elected us, He's elected the Jew.
现在我们，神已经拣选了我们，他拣选了犹太人。
And He's all these things is God's foreknowledge.
并且他所有这些都是神的预知。
When he spoke of them, what would be he foreknew it?
当他说到他们将会怎样时，他早已预知。
Now God, in order to be God,
现在神作为神。
At the beginning, he had to know the end, or he wasn't the infant God.
他从起初就一定知道末了，否则他就不是这位无限的神。
God's not willing that any should perish, certainly not.
神不愿一人灭亡，肯定不愿的。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
他不愿任何人沉沦。
But at the beginning of the beginning of the days the world.
但在起初，甚至在创世之前，
God knew just exactly who would be saved and who would not be saved.
神就清楚地知道谁会得救，谁不会得救。
He didn't want the people to be lost.
他并不愿意人们失丧。
It's not his will that any should be lost.
他的旨意并不是要任何人失丧。
But it's his will to save everybody.
他的旨意乃是要拯救每一个人。
But he knew from the beginning who would and who would not.
但他从起初就知道谁会，谁不会。
That's the reason he could foresee.
这就是为什么他可以预先说。
This thing will happen, that thing will happen.
这件事会发生，那件事会发生。
This will be that, this person will be that way.
或者这个会这样，这个人会是那样的。
See, he could foreknow it because he's infinite.
瞧，神能够预知这事，因为他是无限的。
If you know what it means, that's just there's nothing that he don't know.
如果你知道这意味着什么，就会明白，没有神不知道的事。
See, he knows. Well, there's nothing from before time and after. There's no more time. He still knows everything.
瞧，他知道。时间开始之前没有任何事，以及时间结束以后，瞧，他都无所不知。
Everything is in his mind.
一切都在他的思维之中。
And then, as Paul said in Romans the 8th and 9th chapter, then why does he still find fault?
就像保罗在罗马书第八章和第九章所说的，那么为什么他还挑人的错呢？
So we see that.
所以我们看到了。
But God, like preaching the gospel, someone said, Brother Bram, do you believe that?
然而神，就像传福音这件事，有人说，伯兰弟兄，你相信那样的说法吗？
I said, look, said you must be Calvinist. I said, I am Calvinist as long as Calvinist is in the Bible.
我说，我相信。他说，那么你一定是个卡尔文教徒了。我说，我是卡尔文教徒，只要卡尔文教徒所信的是在圣经里。
Now there's a limb on the tree, that's Calvinism.
这个树上有一根树枝，那就是卡尔文主义。
But there's more limbs on the tree too.
但树上还有其他许多树枝。
A tree has more than one limb.
一棵树上不只有一根树枝。
If you just want to run it on out there into eternal security.
卡尔文只是想一直走下去，进入永恒的保障。
And after a while, you go on off into universalism, and you drop off out there somewhere.
但过了不久之后，你就走入普世救赎论，你就从树上掉下在某个地方。
There's no end to it.
那样就没有尽头了。
But when you get through with Calvinism, come back up and start on Arminianism.
但是，一旦你熟悉了卡尔文主义后，就从那根树枝上出来，又开始爬亚美尼亚这根树枝。
See, there's another limb on the tree, and another limb on the tree.
瞧，树上另有一根树枝，又还有一根树枝。
Just keep on the whole thing together makes the tree.
这样不断继续下去，所有这一起才是这整棵树。
So I believe in Calvinism as long as it stays in the Scripture.
因此我相信卡尔文主义，只要它与圣经相吻合。
And I believe that God knew before the foundation of the world.
我相信神在创世以前就已经知道
chose his church in Christ,
就在基督里拣选了他的教会
and slayed Christ before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前就已杀了基督
Scripture said so.
圣经这样说的
He was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world.
基督是神的羔羊，在创世之前已被杀了。
And Jesus said he knew us before the foundation of the world.
瞧，耶稣说他在创世之前就已经知道了我们。
Paul said that he knew us and predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ before the world was ever formed.
保罗这样说，神在创世之前就已知道我们，并预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
That's God. That's our Father.
那是神，是我们的天父。
See? So don't worry, the wheels are turning just right.
瞧，所以不要担心，时间的巨轮正一点不差地转着。
Everything's coming just in time. The only thing is getting the turn.
一切事物都按时而至，唯一要紧的是要进入这个转动之中。
And that's the good part about it. Then you know how to work when you're getting in the turn.
这就是那美好的部分，因为当你进入了转动之中，那么你就知道该怎样做了。
Now, notice now, the gifts and callings without repentance.
现在注意，神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
That's the only way that I could scripturally place my calling in the Lord.
这是我能在主里面肯定我呼召的唯一圣经依据。
And trusting that I'm with friends tonight who will surely understand this and not think it's personal.
我相信今晚是与朋友们在一起，你们肯定能明白这点，不会认为我是在高举自己。
But that you might have an understanding.
而是要你们有所明白。
And know just what the Lord has said that he would do.
并且知道主到底说过他要做的是什么。
And find something moving and then follow in it.
然后看到事情正确实发生着就跟从他。
Now, in the beginning, the first thing that I can ever remember is a vision.
首先我能记得的最早一件事是一个意象。
The first thing that I can recall to my mind is a vision.
我所能回忆起的第一件事就是一个意象。
That the Lord gave me.
是主赐给我的。
And that was many, many years ago. I was a little bitty boy.
那发生在很久很久以前，我那时只是个小男孩。
And I had a rock in my hand.
我手里拿着一块石头。
Now, I beg your pardon. I can remember when I was wearing a long dress.
啊，对不起，我还记得我穿的是一件长衫。
I don't know whether any of you all old enough to remember when little boys used to wear long dresses.
我不知道你们当中是否有人年长到还记得那时小和男孩们穿的是那种长衫。
How many in here remembers when children wore, yes?
这里多少人还记得以前孩子们是穿，是的，长衫的。
Long dresses. Well, I can remember in my little old hut there where we live.
是的，我还记得在我们住的那间旧的小木屋里。
I was crawling on the floor.
我在地上爬着。
And it was someone, I don't know who it was, come in.
有个人，我不知道是谁，进来了。
And Mama had worked a little blue ribbon in my dress.
妈妈在我的衣服上缝了一根蓝色的带子。
And I was just barely able to walk.
我那时刚刚会走一点路。
But I was crawling now and I stuck my finger in the snow on their feet.
但当时我是在地上爬着，我伸手去抓他脚上的雪。
And was eating the snow off his foot, standing by the side of the fireplace, getting warm.
他站在火炉旁边取暖，我就在吃他脚上的雪。
I remember my mother jerking me up far.
我记得母亲因此一把将我拉了起来。
And then the next thing I remember,
接下来我记得的是
must have been about 2 years later,
一定是差不多两年后的事了。
I had a little rock,
我拿着一块石头。
And that would make me about 3 years old, and my little brother then would just been about not quite 2 years old.
这样的话，我大概是三岁的样子，而我的小弟弟刚刚差不多，但还不到两岁。
And so we were out in the back of the yard,
所以我们就在屋后的院子里玩耍。
Where there was just an old chip yard.
那只是个劈木材的地方。
Where they used to bring the wood up and chop the wood. How many remembers them days when you used to pull the wood up in the backyard and chop it?
他们通常把木头拉来，然后把它劈了。多少人还记得你要把木材拉到后院，然后去劈柴的那些日子
？But I wear a tie even tonight. I'm right at home.
为什么今晚我还带领带呢？我简直就是到家了。
Then when we out there in the old shipyard, there's a little branch that run down there, come from the spring.
那时当他们在劈木材的后院那边有一条小溪流过，那条小溪是从泉水流出来的。
Had an old gourd dipper up there at the spring where we dip our water and put it in the old bucket, old cedar bucket, and bring it down.
我们在泉水那儿用一个葫芦瓢舀水，倒在一个木桶里。旧的杉木桶，然后提回家。
I remember the last time I seen my little old grandmother before she died.
我还记得在我小个子的老奶奶去世之前，我最后一次见她的情景。
She was 110 years old.
她那时已经110岁了。
And when she died, I picked her up in my arms and held her like this just before she died.
她死的时候，我把她扶了起来，在她临终前就像这样扶着。
She put her arms around me and said, God bless your soul, honey, now and forever. When she died.
她伸手搂着我说，亲爱的，神祝福你的灵魂，从今时直到永远，在她临死的时候。
And I don't think the woman ever owned a pair of shoes of her own in her life.
我想我奶奶一生从没有过一双自己的鞋子。
And I remember watching her, and even when I was a young man, would go down to see him.
我记得我看着她，甚至当我是个年轻人了，我还是会去看望他们的。
Every morning, she'd get up barefooted and go through that snow up to the spring, get a bucket of water, and come back.
每天早上，她起床后光着脚穿过一片雪地，一直走到泉水那儿，打一桶水，然后走回来。
Her feet right in that, so don't hurt you. She lived to be 110. So.
她的脚就这样走来走去的，所以这并没有影响她。她活到了110岁。
She was very, very rugged too.
是的，先生，她也是非常非常强健的。
So then.I remember she was going to tell me about my father's marbles that he played with when he was a boy.
我记得她要告诉我有关我父亲小时候玩的玻璃球。
And a poor old thing, I thought, how's she going to get up in that attic?
我当时想，那可怜的老人家，她怎么爬得上那个阁楼呢？
Little old two-room shack and had an attic up there.
那是个小小的两间房的旧棚屋，上面有个阁楼。
And they had two saplings cut in a ladder made to go up.
他们砍了两根论树枝，做了个楼梯，可以爬上去。
Well, I said, went out. She said, after dinner, I'm going to tell you, show you your daddy's marbles.
我就说，那么他说，好了，晚饭后我会告诉你，给你看你爸爸的小玻璃球。
I said, all right.
我说，好吧。
So she's going to show them to me in a trunk upstairs where she had her stuff put away like the old folks do.
所以他要把那些玻璃球给我看。是在楼上的一个箱子里，他将东西都收藏在那箱子里，像老人们所做的那样。我想，可怜的老奶奶，她怎么可能爬上那个楼梯呢？
So I got around there and I said, Grandma.
所以我就走了过去，我说，奶奶。
I said, Now wait, honey, I'll get up here and help you.
我说，等一下，亲爱的，让我先上去帮助你吧。
She said, Stand aside.
他说：“让开。”
Up that ladder, she went like a squirrel.
就像松鼠一样，敏捷地上了梯子。
She said, "Well, come on."
他说：“上来吧。”
And I said, "All right, Grandma." I thought, "Oh my, if I can just be like that."
我说：“好吧，奶奶。”我心想：“哦，如果我能像这样就好了。”
That much strength in me yet at 110 years old.
在110岁时还能浑身这样有劲。
Now.Then I remember being at this little old spring and I had a rock.
我记得在泉水那边，我手里拿着一块石头。
I was throwing it down like that in the mud, trying to show my little brother how strong I was.
正在像这样把它扔出去，扔在泥巴里，要让我小弟弟看我有多强壮。
And there was a bird sitting up in the tree and he was chirping, turning around a little robin or something.
有只鸟坐在树上，正吱吱地叫着。嘴巴啄来啄去，一只小知更鸟还是什么的。
And the little robin, I thought he spoke to me.
这是小知更鸟，我以为他在向我说话。
And I turned and listened, and the bird flew away.
于是就转过头去听，那鸟却飞走了。
And a voice said, "You're going to spend a big part of your life near a city called New Albany."
有个声音说。你一生大部分的日子要在一个靠近新阿尔巴尼的地方度过。
It's 3 miles from where I was raised.
新阿尔巴尼离我长大的地方只有3英里远。
Went about a year later to the place.
大约一年后，我们去了那个地方。
Having no idea of ever going, New Albany.
我根本没想到会去那个地方，新阿尔巴尼。
Along through life, how those things.
在我一生之中，这些事情是怎样？
Now look, my people was not religious.
但瞧，我的家人都是没有什么信仰的。
My father and mother did not go to church.
我父母亲不去教会。
Before that, they were Catholic.
在此之前，他们是天主教徒。
My little nephew sitting in here somewhere tonight, I guess.
我侄儿今晚坐在这里什么地方？我猜。
I don't know. He's a soldier.
我不知道，他是个军人。
I'm praying for him. He's Catholic himself, still Catholic.
我在为他祷告。他本身是一个天主教徒，现在还是。
And last evening, when he was here and saw those things of God.
昨晚他在这里看到从神来的这些事情。
He was standing right there at the platform. He said, "Stand there."
他就站在讲台那边。他说，就站在那儿。
And said, "Uncle Bill, he's been overseas for a long time." Said, "And I've seen that."
他说，比尔叔叔，他一直在海外待了很长一段时间。他说，当我看到那恩赐。
Said that don't happen in the Catholic Church.
他说，天主教没这样的事发生。
He said, "I believe Uncle Bill, you're right." He said.
他说，我相信比尔叔叔，你是对的。他说。
And so I said, "Honey, it isn't me, right? It's him that's right."
我就说，亲爱的，并不是我是对的，而是他是对的。
See, him that's right.
瞧，他才是对的。
And so he said, "He's." I said, "Now I'm not asking you to do nothing, Melvin."
于是他说他，我说。你瞧，我不要求你做什么，马尔文。
But just serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. You go anywhere you want to.
只是全心全意的侍奉主耶稣基督，你可以去任何你想去的地方。
But be sure that in your heart that Jesus Christ has been born anew.
但要确保耶稣基督已在你心中诞生。
See in your heart, and you go to any church you want to after that.
瞧，在你心里。之后你可以去任何你想去的教会。
Now, but the people before me were Catholic.
我的上一代是天主教徒。
My father's Irish, my mother was Irish.
我父亲是爱尔兰人，我母亲也是爱尔兰人。
The only break there is in the Irish blood, my grandmother was a Cherokee Indian.
我们爱尔兰血统的唯一间断是我的外婆。他是彻罗基印第安人。
My mother is just about a half-breed.
所以我母亲差不多是半个混血儿。
And so then, to me, it's our generation after three, it's done faded out.
所以我对我来说，这是我们这一代三代之后就消失得差不多了。
But that's the only break in being strictly Irish. Harvey and Branham was the name.
但那是我们严格的爱尔兰血统的唯一间断，他们的姓氏是哈维和伯拉汉。
And then behind that was Lyons, which is still Irish.
在那之后是莱昂兹，还是爱尔兰人。
And then they was all Catholic, but myself, we had no religious training or teaching at all as children.
他们都是天主教徒，但我自己，我们从小根本没有什么宗教教育或宗教训练。
But those gifts, that visions, I saw visions right then, just the same as I do now.
但这些恩赐、异象，那时候我就看到异象了，就像现在我看到一样。
That's right. Because gifts and callings are without repentance.
正是这样，因为恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
It's the foreknowledge of God. God doing something.
这是神的预知，神在做某件事。
Down through life,I was afraid to say anything about it.
一生之中，我很久都不敢提这些事。
You've read my story in the little book called Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever.
你们在那本小册子叫做《耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的》，读过我的故事。
I think it's some of the books. These are the books. Is that right, Gene? Is it in this the regular book? Is it in the book we have now? Is it life story? I think it is.
我想是在其中的一些书里，其他一些书里，金，对吗？是在我们通常的这本书，在我们现在出的这本书里吗？是我的生平故事吗？我想是的。
Then when we had, and that awful of my own books, I've never read them myself.
那么当我们有了，这是不是很不像话？我自己的书我却还没读过。
But somebody else writes them.
但那是其他人写的。
So then, it's just something they've taken a meeting. I've been through that, so I'm looking for something else always to happen.
只是他们在聚会中录下来的一些东西，这些我以前都讲过了。 所以我总是在期待着其他事情的发生。
So then they're fine. I've read parts of them now here and there just as to get a chance.
是的，这些书都很好，我现在已读了其中的一部分，这里一点，那里一点，只要我一有机会。
And now, anyhow, as a little boy, you know the vision how it spoke to me.
现在，总而言之，作为一个小男孩，你们知道那个意象是怎样向我说的。
I was about 7 years old and said, don't drink or smoke or defile your body in any way. There'll be a word for you to do when you get older.
我那时大约七岁，那个声音说不可抽烟、喝酒或以任何方式玷污你的身体，因为你长大以后有一份工作要你去做。
And you've heard that told in the book?
你们都在书上读过这个故事。
Well, that's right.
是的，正是这样。
All along, it kept happening.
一直以来，异象不断地发生。
When I become a minister,
当我成为一名传道人后
well, then it really started happening. All the time.
异象就真的开始一直不断地发生了。
And I one night saw our Lord Jesus. I'm saying this with permission, I believe, from the Holy Spirit.
有天晚上，我看到了我们主耶稣。我这样说，我相信是得到圣灵允许的。
The angel of the Lord that comes is not the Lord Jesus.
那位差来的主的天使并不是主耶稣。
It doesn't look like him in the same vision.
那位天使看上去不像异象中的这一位。
For the vision I saw of the Lord Jesus, that he was a little man.
因为我在异象中看到的主耶稣，他是个小个子。
I've been out in the field praying for my dad.
他不是，我当时在屋外的那块野地里一直在为我爸爸祷告。
And I come back in, and I went to the bed.
我进了屋子，上床去睡觉。
And that night I looked at him and I said, "Oh God, save him."
那晚我看着我爸爸，我说：“哦，神啊，救救他吧。
”My mother has already been saved, and I'd baptize her.
我母亲已经得救了，我已为她施洗。
Then I thought, oh, my dad drinks, so, and I thought if I could just get him to accept the Lord Jesus.
然后我就想，哦，我爸爸酗酒这么厉害，我想，如果我只要能让他接受主耶稣。
I went out, laid down a little old pallet out in the front room near the door.
我走到前面房间靠门的那个小地铺躺下。
And something said to me, "Rise up."
有什么东西对我说，起来。
And I raised up, went walking, and went back into the field behind me, an old broom sage field.
我就起来，走了出去，走回到屋子后面的野地，一片长满鼠尾草的空地。
And there, standing not over 10 feet from me, stood a man.
就在那儿，在离我不到10英尺的地方，站着一个人。
White garment on, little fella.
穿着白袍，一个小个子。
Had his arms folded like this, a beard kind of short, hair down to his shoulders.
手臂像这样交叉着，络腮胡子是短的，头发垂到肩上。
He's looking sideways from me like that.
他看着前方，像这样侧面对着我。
Peaceful looking figure.
看上去很安详。
But I couldn't understand how his feet one just behind the other.
但我不明白他的脚怎样是一前一后的。
And the wind blowing, his robe moving, sage blowing.
风在吹拂着，他的袍子飘飘动。鼠尾草也在风中摇动。
I thought, now wait a minute. I bit myself. I said, now I'm not asleep.
我心想，等一下。我咬了一下自己，我说，我没睡觉。
And I pulled a little piece of that sage off. You got it like a toothpick in it.
我从一根鼠尾草拔了一段下来，你知道，里面就像一根牙签那样。
I put it in my mouth.
我把它放在嘴里。
I looked back towards the house.
我回头向屋子看去。
I said, no, I was in there praying for dad. Something said, come out here, and here stands this man.
我说，不对，我在里面正在为爸爸祷告，有什么东西叫我出来到这里，这人就站在这里。
I thought, that looks like the Lord Jesus.
我想，那看上去像主耶稣。
I thought, I wonder if it is.
我想，不知道是不是。
He's looking just exactly directly towards where our house sits now.
他正朝着直接朝着我们房子所在的地方看去。
So I moved around this way to see if I could see him.
所以我就转到这边来，要瞧瞧我是否能看到他。
And I could see the side of his face like that.
我可以看到他的侧面。
But I had to turn way around this way to see him. I said,
但他，我要转到这边才能看到他。我说，嗯。
Never moved him.
他一动也没动。
I thought, I believe I'll call him.
我想我要叫他。
I said, Jesus.
于是我说，耶稣。
And when he did, he looked around like that.
当他听到了，他就这样转过脸来。
That's all I remember. He just reached out his arms.
这就是所有我能记得的。他就向我伸出了双手。
There's not an artist in the world could paint his picture.
这世上没有一位艺术家能画出他的样子来。
The characters of his face.
能将他脸上的神态画出来。
The best I've ever seen is that Hoffman's head of Christ at 33.
我所看到最像的是何夫曼的基督33岁的头像那幅画。
I've got it on all literature and everything I use.
我把这画放在了我所有的书籍所用的一切东西上面。
That's it, because that looks just like it.
因为那看上去最像。
And so then, or pretty near, as close as it could be.
所以或者说非常接近，不可能更像了。
He looked like a man if he'd speak the world would come to an end.
他看上去就像一个人，如果他开口的话，这整个世界都会终止。
And yet, with so much love and kindness, so I just pitched over.
然而却带着如此多的慈爱和良善，直到你，我就一头扑倒了下去。
In the daylight, I found myself just at the break of day.
天亮了，在天刚刚亮的时候，我醒了过来。
Pajama shirt soaking wet with tears when I come to myself.
发现身上的睡衣被泪水湿透了，我醒来后。
Walking back to the broom stage via home.
就穿过那片鼠尾草地走回了家。
I told it to a minister friend of mine.
我把这意象告诉了我的一个传道人朋友。
He said, Billy, that'll run you crazy.
他说 ,Billy, 那会让你发疯的。
He said, that's the devil. And said, don't you fool with nothing like that. I was a Baptist minister at the time.
他说那是魔鬼，并且说你千万不要与这类东西打交道。那时我是浸信会的牧师。
Well, I went over to another old friend of mine. I sat down and told him about it.
我又去见我另外一位老朋友。我坐下来告诉了他这件事。
And I said, brother, what do you think about that?
我说，弟兄，你认为这是怎样？
He said, well, Billy, I'll tell you. He said, I believe if you try to keep your life, just preach what's in the Bible here.
他说，嗯 ，Billy, 让我告诉你。他说，我想你最好尽你一生传讲圣经上面的东西。
The grace of God and so forth. I wouldn't go off after some fantastic thing, something like it.
比如神的恩典等等，我不会去追求一些不着边际的事，就像你说的那些事情。
I said, sir, I don't mean to go off after some fantastic thing.
我说先生，我不是要去追求一些不着边际的东西。
I said, only thing I'm trying to find out is what this is.
我说我只是想知道这究竟是什么。
He said, Billy, years ago, they used to have those things in the churches.
他说 ,Billy, 很久以前教会是有这样事情的。
But said, when the apostles ceased, those things ceased with it.
但是他说当使徒们去世后这些事也就一同结束了。
And said, now the only thing that we have at any kind of a seeing those things said it's spiritless, demons.
他说现在我们唯有的看到像这样的东西他说是巫师和鬼魔。
I said, "Oh, brother McKinney, you mean that?" He said, "Yes, sir."
我说哦，麦金尼弟兄，真是这样吗？他回答说，是的，先生。
I said, "Oh, God, have mercy on me."
我说哦，神啊，求你怜悯我吧。
I said, "Oh, brother McKinney, will you join with me in prayer that God will never let it happen to me? You know I love Him."
我说我哦，麦金尼弟兄，你与我一起祷告，求神不要再让这样的事发生在我身上，好吗？你知道我爱他。
And I don't want to be wrong in these things.
我不想在这些事上出什么差错。
I said, you pray with me.
我说你同我一起祷告好吗？
He said, I will, Brother Billy. And so we had prayer right there in the parsonage.
他说我会的，比利弟兄，我们当即就在牧师的住处祷告。
I asked several ministers, the same thing would come.
我问了好几位牧师，但是同样的事情还是会出现。
Then I got scared to ask them because they'd be thinking I was the devil.
最后我害怕再去问他们了，因为他们会以为我是个魔鬼。
So I didn't want to be like that.
所以我不想像那样。
I know in my heart, something happened. Now that's all. There's something in my heart that happened.
我知道在我心里某件事发生了，不过只有这一点，就是在我心里有某件事发生了。
And I didn't want to be like that. Never.
我不想像那样，永远不想。
So later on in years,
后来过了几年后，
I heard one day down at the First Baptist Church where I was a member at the time.
有一天我在第一浸信会，那时我是一名会员。
I heard someone saying, "Say you ought to went over and heard them holy rollers last night."
我听到有人说，哎，昨晚你真应当过去，听听他们圣滚轮的聚会。
And I thought, holy rollers.
我心想，圣滚轮。
And a friend of mine, Walt Johnson, bass singer.
我的一位朋友沃特·约翰森，一位男低音歌手，他这样说。
And I said, "What was that, Brother Walt?"
于是我说，沃特弟兄，那是什么？
He said a bunch of these Pentecostals.
他说一群五旬节派的。
I said, what?
我说什么？
He said Pentecostals. Said, Billy, if you'd ever see that.
他说五旬节派的。他说 Billy, 你真没见过像那样的。
Said they was rolling on the floor like that and jumping up and down.
他说他们像那样在地上打滚，跳上跳下的。
And said they said that they had to jabber off in some kind of unknown tongues or they wasn't saved.
他说他们说他们一定要嘀嘀嘟嘟地讲某种方言，否则他们就没得救。
I said, where's that at?
于是我说那是在什么地方？
Oh, says little old tent meeting out there at the other side of Louisville.
哦，他说一个小型的帐篷聚会是在路易斯维尔的另一边。
Said colored people, of course, and I said,
他说当然是那些黑人，我说啊哈。
And he said there's a lot of white people there.
他又说那里也有许多白人。
I said, did they do that too? He said, yes, yes, they did it too.
我说他们也那样做吗？他说是的是的，他们也一样。
And I said, that's funny as people get mixed up and stuff like that.
我说哎，真是可笑，人们会与这样的东西搅在一起。
I said, well, I guess we just have to have those things on a Sunday morning.
我说，嗯，我想我们总是会有像这样的事情的，那是个星期天的早晨。
I never forget it. He was eating a piece of dry orange peeling for indigestion he had.
我永远忘不了，因为消化不良的缘故，沃特弟兄正在一边吃着一块干陈皮，一边说话。
And I just see it as well as it was yesterday.
我清楚地记得这事，就好像是昨天发生的一样。
And I thought, jabbering, jumping up and down.
我在想，嘀嘀嘟嘟，跳上跳下。
What kind of religions will they get next? And so I went on.
接下来，他们又会兴起什么样的宗教呢？所以我就没太在意。
Later from that, I met an old man.
在此之后，我遇见了一位老人。
It's here in the church maybe now.
也许他现在就在教会这里。
Or he was here over to church by the name of John Ryan.
或者他曾经来过教会，他叫约翰莱恩。
And I met him at a place, an old fellow, long beard and hair.
我在一个地方见到他，这位老人头发胡须都很长。
And he may be here. I thought he's from Benton Harbor up here at the House of David.
他也许在这里，我想他是从上面的本堂港来的，在一个叫大卫之家的地方。
And they had a place in Louisville. I was trying to find them people, and they called it the School of the Prophets.
他们在路易斯维尔有一个地点，我那时想要去找他们这些人，他们称那地方为先知学校。
So I thought I'd go over and see what that was.
所以我就想过去看看那到底是怎么回事。
Well, I didn't see nobody rolling on the floor, but they had some strange doctrine.
我没有看到任何人在地上打滚，但他们却有些很奇怪的教义。
That's where I met this old man. He invited me to come up to his place.
我就是在那里遇见这位老人的。他邀请我上到他家那儿去。
I went up for a vacation.
我有次上那边去度假。
And I was there one day, and I went back to his house, and he's done gone.
那天我到了那儿，我去了他家，但他已经离开了。
And he'd gone somewhere down in Indianapolis. Said the Lord called him, his wife.
他下去了印第安纳波利斯的什么地方？他妻子说。主叫他去了。
I said, you mean you let that man run off like that?
我说你让他就这样跑走了。
She said, oh, he's God's servant.
他说哦，他是神的仆人。
Poor old thing died a few weeks ago, I heard.
我听说那可怜的老人家几个星期前去世了。
And she is devoted to him, my.
她对她的丈夫是忠贞不二的。Oh.
That's kind of wife to have.
这样的妻子真是值得拥有。
That's right. Right or wrong, he's right anyhow.
是的，不管是对是错，他都是对的。
I said, well, I know the now he, Brother Ryan, are you here?
我说，我知道他们。莱恩弟兄，你在这里吗？
He isn't here. He was the other day, wasn't he, boys?
他不在这儿。他那天在，不是吗，弟兄们
？Well, they just live with what they can get a hold of. They didn't have nothing to eat in the house.
他们能有点什么就吃什么。他家里什么吃的都没有。
That's right. And I caught some fish out to a pond or lake in Michigan.
是的，我在密歇根的一个池塘、一个湖里钓到一些鱼。
And I come back down, and I come back down to the place.
于是我又转身回来，回到他家。
And they didn't even have lard in the house or grease to cook the fish with.
他家里甚至没有猪油或是油来烧鱼。
I said, he left you without anything in the house?
我就说，他在家里什么也没留给你吗？
So, but he's God's servant, Brother Bill, said he.
他说，哦，但他是神的仆人，比尔弟兄。
I thought, well, bless your old heart, brother. I'll stand right by you. That's right.
于是我心里想，好吧，神祝福你的心，莱恩弟兄，我也支持你。正是这样。
You think that much of your husband? I'm ready to join up and stand by you for that.
你这样尊重你的丈夫，我也愿意加入进来，为此而支持你。
That's right. We need more women like that today, and more men thinking of their wife like that.
正是如此。是的，我们今天需要更多这样的女人。需要更多的男人像这样想到他们妻子的。
That's right. It'd be a better America if husbands and wives are joined together like that.
正是这样，如果丈夫和妻子都像这样联合在一起，美国就会变得更好的。
Right or wrong, stay with them.
不管对与错，都与他们在一起。
Would be so many divorces.
就不会有这么多离婚的了。
So we went to, then I went on and on my road home.It's a strange thing. I come down through Mishawaka.
所以我们去了，于是我就上路了。在我回家的路上，我是经过密苏瓦卡下来的。我看到件奇怪的事。
And I seen little old cars now sitting on the street called big signs on them said Jesus only.
我看到一些老旧的车子停在街上，上面有很大的标语，写着只有耶稣。
I thought, what is Jesus only? That must be religious.
我想只有耶稣是什么意思？那一定是与宗教有关的。
I went over here and here's bicycles had on it, Jesus only.
我开了车过来，这边又有许多自行车上面也有这个标语，只有耶稣。
Cadillacs, Model T Fords, everything, Jesus only on it.
卡迪拉克、T 型的福特车，什么东西上面都有只有耶稣的标语。
I thought, I wonder what that is.
我想，不知道那是干什么的。
So I followed it around, come to find out it was a religious meeting, 1,500 to 2,000 people there.
于是我就跟着他们，结果发现那是个宗教聚会，大约有1500到2000人在那里。
And I heard all that they're screaming and jumping up and down and going on, I thought, say.
我听到他们大声的喊叫，看到他们跳上跳下，所以那一切，我想，啊。
Here's where I see what Holy Rollers is.
我在这里就可以看到圣滚轮是什么了。
So,I have my old Ford, you know, and I claimed would make 30 miles an hour.
你知道我有一辆老福特车，我声称它可以每小时开30英里。
15 this way, 15 up and down this way.
这边15英里，然后上上下下15英里。
So I pull it over to one side.
所以我就把车开到一边。
When I got a place to park, walk back down the street.
我找到一个地方停车后，就沿街走了回来。
Walked in, looked around, and everybody standing, it could stand. I had to look over their heads.
我走了进去，四周看看，每个能站的人都站了起来。我得踮起脚尖，从他们的头上看过去。
And they were screaming and jumping and falling and carrying on. I thought, what a people that is.
他们在叫喊着、蹦跳着、倒在地上的等等这一切，我想，哇哦，这是群什么样的人？
But the longer I stood there, better I felt.
但我在那儿站得越久，就感觉越好。我想
，That seems pretty good.
那似乎挺不错的。
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with them people. They ain't crazy.
我想他们也没有什么不对头的，他们也不是疯了。
I got talking to some of them, so they were fine people.
我有机会与他们一些人交谈，觉得他们是群很好的人。
So I said, well, now that's the same meeting that I went out and stayed all night that night, and the next day I went in.
于是我说，我就是从这个聚会出来后，那晚在外面待了一整晚的。第二天我又去了。
You've heard me tell that my life story.
你们在我的生平故事中听我讲过这事了。
I was on a platform with 150 or 200 ministers, maybe more.
我在讲台上与大约150至200，也许更多的牧师在一起。
And they want everybody to raise up and say where they're from.
他们只要每个人站起来，说他们是从哪儿来的。
And I said, Evangelist William Branham, Jeffersonville, sit down, Baptist.
我说，传道人威廉·伯拉罕、杰弗森维尔，浸信会教徒，就坐下了。
So sit down, each one tell where they were from.
我坐了下来，每个人都介绍自己从哪里来的。
So that next morning when I got in there.
所以第二天早晨，当我去到那儿
，I slept in the field all night that night.
你知道，那晚我在野外睡了一整晚。
Pressed my trousers between the two Ford seats, you know.
在两个车座位之间，把我的裤子压得皱巴巴的。
I old seersucker trousers, little T-shirt, you know.
你知道旧的泡泡纱裤子，一件短袖圆领汗衫。
So the next morning, I went to the meeting with a little T-shirt on.
所以第二天我穿着那件 T 恤衫就去了聚会。
I didn't have $3. I had to get enough gas to get home on.
我身上只有3块钱，只够我加油回家的。
And I got me some rolls, kind of old, you know, but I was all right.
因此我就买了一些面包圈，你知道，那种不新鲜的，但我还吃得惯。
I got to the hydrant, got me a glass of water, you know, and they were pretty good.
我去水龙头那里装了一杯水，那水挺不错的。
So I soaked them up a little and had breakfast.
所以我把面包泡了一下，就吃了早餐。
I could eat with them. Now they ate twice a day, but I couldn't put nothing in the offering, so I wouldn't sponge on them.
当然，我可以同他们一起吃，他们一天供应两餐，但我没有钱奉献，就不想白吃他们的。
So then I got in there that morning and said, I just have to tell this part of it.
所以那天早上我到达那里，他们说我非得告诉你们这一部分不可。
So got in there that morning and he said.We're looking for William Branham.
所以那天早晨去了那里，他们说我们在找威廉·伯拉罕。
A young evangelist was on the platform last night, a Baptist.
因为年轻的传道人昨晚他在讲台上是浸信会的。
So we wanted to bring the message this morning.
他们说我们要他传讲今天早晨的信息。
I think it's going to pull me hard, that bunch of people, me a Baptist.
我意识到这将是难以应付的，他们那一大群五旬节派的。而我却是个浸信会教徒。
So I just kind of scooted down in my seat.
所以我就在座位上缩了下去。
I had on seersucker trousers and a T-shirt, you know, and we wore clerical.
何况我只穿着泡泡纱的裤子，一件 T 恤衫，你知道，我们浸信会的都穿神职人员的服装。
So when I stepped back in the seat like this.
所以我就在座位上像这样坐着。
So he asked two or three times, and I sat down by a colored brother.
他又叫了两三遍，我坐在一位黑人弟兄的旁边。
And the reason they had their convention in the north because the segregation was then on in the south.
他们之所以在北部聚会，是因为那时种族隔离的政策仍在南部实行。
So they couldn't have it in the south.
因此他们不能在南部举行。
So I wonder what this Jesus only was about.
所以我想知道的只是这个只有耶稣究竟是怎么回事。
Now as long as it's Jesus, it's all right.
我心想，只要与耶稣有关的，就没什么问题。
So, don't make any difference whether how it is, just as long as it's him.
所以，不管那是怎样的，只要是主耶稣，就没有什么分别。
So I sat there a little bit and watched him.
所以我就在那里坐了一会儿，看着他们。
And so they called two or three times more.
他们又叫了两三遍。
This colored brother looked over to me and said, "Do you know him?"
这位黑人弟兄转身看着我，他说：“你认识他吗？”
the showdown was there.
我摊牌的时候到了。
I couldn't lie to the man. I didn't want to.
我不能向他撒谎，我不想那样做。
I said, look, brother. Yes, I know him.
我说，瞧这里，弟兄，是的，我认识他。
He said, well, go get him.
他说，那么就去叫他吧。
I said, well, I tell you, brother. I said, I am he.
我说，我告诉你，弟兄，我说，我就是他。
But you see, I said, look, these seersucker trousers. He said, get on up there.
但是你看，我说，你看我这条泡泡纱的裤子。他说，你上去吧。
And I said, no, I can't go up there. I said, with these trousers on, I guess this little T-shirt.
我说不行，我不能上去。我说穿着这样的裤子，还有这件 T 恤衫。
The damn people don't care how you dress.
他说他们才不在乎你是怎么穿着的。
And I said, well, look, don't you mention it here.
我说喂，你千万不要说，听见没有
？I said, see, I've got these seersucker trousers on. I don't want to get up there.
我说瞧，我穿着这种泡泡纱的裤子，我不想上去。
Did anybody know the whereabouts of William Branham? He said, yeah, he is. yeah, he is.
上面又一次问，有人知道威廉·伯兰汉在哪里吗？那位黑人弟兄就叫道，他在这里，他在这里。
Oh, my face real red, you know.
Oh, 天哪，我的脸变得通红，你知道。
No tie on, you know, on this little old T-shirt and a little sleeves on like this.
我也没带领带，你知道，穿着那种旧 T 恤衫，像这样短短的袖口。
I went walking up here, my ears burning. I've never been around a microphone.
我满脸通红的穿过人群走上讲台，我也从没看见过麦克风。
And so I got the preaching up there.
所以我不得不在上面讲道。
I took a text and never will forget it. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and then he cried.
于是我找了个主题，至今我还记得，就是那妇人在阴间举目望去就哭了。
A lot of times preach little three things like that. Come see a man, believest thou this, or then he cried.
我经常用三个字作为我传道的主题，就像来看他，你信吗？还有他哭了。
And I kept saying there's no flowers, and then he cried.
我这样说，在阴间没有鲜花，他哭了。
There's no prayer meeting, then he cried.
也没有祷告聚会，他哭了。
There's no children, then he cried. No songs, then he cried. Then I cried.
也没有孩子，他哭了。也没有歌声，他哭了。之后我也哭了。
So after it's all over, why, my, they just had all of them around me want me to come hold a meeting for them. I thought, say.
所以聚会结束后，哦，他们都来了，围着我，要我为他们去主持一场聚会。我想，嘿
，Maybe I'm a holier whore.
也许我就是个圣滚轮吧。
So I thought maybe. See, they're such fine people.
瞧，所以我想，也许瞧他们真是一群很好的人。
And I walked up out there, a man with a pair of cowboy boots on, a big cowboy hat. I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm Elder So and So from Texas."
当我走出来的时候，一个穿着牛仔靴、戴着一顶大牛仔帽的人走过来。我说你是哪位？他说我是来自德克萨斯州的某某长老。
Well, look, another fellow walked up with these little bitty knickerbocker pants on. You know, they used to play golf with, and one of them little bitty jersey sweaters. He said, "I'm Reverend So and So from Florida. Would you come home?"
我想，那看上去，另有一位穿着条灯笼裤的人走上前来。你知道，他们通常穿着去打高尔夫球的那种裤子。上面穿着那种运动衫，他说：“我是佛罗里达州来的某某牧师，你愿意来为我们主持复兴聚会吗？”
Although I'm right at home, boy. These here seersucker trousers and T-shirt, that's just fine.
我就想，你别说，我穿着这条泡泡纱的裤子和 T 恤还挺合群的，并没有什么不妥。
So you've heard my life story on those things.
我相信你们已经在我的生平故事中听过了这些事。
So I'll stop here and tell you something that I've never told before.
所以我就讲到这里，我要告诉你们一件我从没讲过的事。
First thing I want to ask you, I was going to bypass that.
首先，我想问你们，我本来想略过这点的。
I've never said it before in public in my life.
这是我从没在公众场合讲过。
If you promise me that you love me,
如果你们答应我，你们爱我
and will try to love me as much after I say this as I do before I say it, raise up your hand.
并且在我讲完之后还会像以前那样爱我，请举起手来。
All right. That's your promise. We'll hold you to it.
好的，你们答应了，我要你们持守诺言。
Sitting in the meeting that night,
那天晚上我坐在他们的聚会中。
When they sang their songs, they clapped their hands.
他们一边拍手一边唱着歌。
And they'd sing that little song, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood.
他们唱的是那首短歌，我知道是血，我知道是血。
And they would run up and down the aisles and everything and just shouting and praising the Lord.
他们在过道上跑来跑去，喊着叫着赞美主等等。
I thought that sounds awful good to me.
我就想这听上去真是好极了。
I began this referring all the time to Acts, Acts 2 and 4, Acts 2:38, Acts 10:49, all that. I thought, say, that's scripture.
我开始，他们一直引用《使徒行传》的经文，二章四节、二章三十八节、十章四十九节等等。我想，嘿，那是我知道的经文。
I just never seen it like that before, but my heart was a burning.
我只是从没像这样去想过，然而。哦，我的心在燃烧着。
Oh, this is wonderful.
我想这太美妙了。
I thought there's a bunch of the holy rollers when I first met them.
我刚见到他们的时候，我以为他们是一群圣滚轮。
And I thought, oh my, now they're a bunch of angels.
但那时我想，哦，真的，他们是一群天使。
See, I changed my mind right quick.
瞧，我很快就改变了我的看法。
So the next morning, when the Lord had given me this great opportunity to hold these meetings.
所以第二天早上，当神给了我这样好的机会去为他们主持聚会时，
I thought, oh my, I'll get with this bunch of people.
我想，哦，我会跟这群人相处得很好的。
That must be the kind of what they used to call the shouting Methodist.
他们一定是像过去那种称为喊叫的卫理公会信徒一样的人。
Just went a little farther, I thought. Maybe that's what it is.
只是更激进一点，也许这就是这一点区别吧。
So I thought, well, I sure like that. Oh, there's something about them I like. They're humble and sweet.
所以我想，嗯，我确实喜欢这样。哦，他们有某种东西是我喜欢的。他们很谦卑，很可爱。
So one thing I couldn't understand was that speaking in tongues. That got me.
但有一件事我很纳闷，就是说方言。那真是把我搞糊涂了。
And there's one man, say, sitting here and one over here, and they were the leaders of the group.
有一个人比如说坐在这里，而另有一个人坐在那边，他们是这群人的领袖。
This one would raise up and speak in tongues, this would interpret it.
这个人会站起来讲方言，而另一个人就译出来。
And would tell things about the meeting and so forth.
说的是有关这个聚会的事情等等。
Oh my, I got to read that.
我想，哇，我一定要在圣经上查考一下这点。
So then it vice versa, they'd fall on this and then back on that one, and each one would speak in tongues and interpret.
接着他们又会调转过来，恩膏会落在这边这个人身上，之后又回到那个人身上，他们每个人会说方言，又译方言。
The rest of the church would speak, but it didn't seem like the interpretation come like these two men.
教会其他人也说方言，但译方言却不像那两个人这样彼此默契。
Now seeing they sit close together, I thought, oh my, they must be angels.
我看到他们靠近坐在一起，我就想，哦，他们一定是天使。
So, while sitting back there,
所以我坐在后面那儿。
Ever what that was, you know what I couldn't make out, it would come on me.
不管是什么事，凡是我不明白的，启示最终会临到我。
And I have a way of knowing things if the Lord wants me to know it.
如果主要让我明白什么的话，我就有办法知道事情的真相，你知道。
And I don't breathe this out, never before in public.
这就是为什么我从不把这事说出来，从没在公众场合说过。
If I really want to find out anything, the Lord usually tells me about these things.
如果我真想知道某件事情的话，主通常会告诉我这些事情的。
That's what the gift is for, it seems.
你瞧，这就是这个恩赐的作用。
So you can't just throw it out before the people, it becomes like cast your pearls before swine.
所以你不能在公众面前把这恩赐就这样显露出来，这就好像把珍珠抛在猪面前一样。
It's a sacred holy thing and you don't want to do that.
这是圣洁神圣的东西，你不能这样做。
So God would hold me responsible.
所以神会要我承担责任的。
Like talking to brethren and so forth, I wouldn't try to find out something evil about a brother.
就像与弟兄们交谈等等，我不会去故意找出一位弟兄身上的恶事来。
One time sitting at a table with a man, him with his arm around me.
有次我和一个人一起坐在桌边，他用手搂着我。
Said, "Oh, brother Branham, I love you."
说，哦，伯兰弟兄，我爱你。
And I kept feeling something moving.
我不断感到有什么东西在移动。
I looked at him. He couldn't have told me that. I know he didn't do it.
我就看着他，他不可能说出这话的。我知道他没有。
See, well, there it was. He was absolutely a hypocrite if he ever was one.
瞧，因为那东西就在那儿，他是个地地道道的伪君子。如果从来有过伪君子的话。
See, and right there, there's his arm around me. I said, well, okay, walked away.
瞧，就在那儿用手搂着我。我说，哦，好吧，就走开了。
I don't want to know that. I'd rather just know him the way I know him as my brother.
我不愿知道这事。我情愿就像以前那样认识他，我的一位弟兄。
Let it go like that. Let God do the rest of it. See.
仅此而已，让神去处理其他的事。瞧。
And I don't want to know those things.
我不想知道，不想知道这些事情。
And many times on these things, it's not here in the church.
很多时候这样的事情发生，不是在教会这里。
I'll be sitting in the room, setting a restaurant, and the Holy Spirit will tell me things is going to happen.
我可能坐在一间房里。或坐在一间餐馆里，圣灵就会告诉我将要发生的事情。
People's right ears knows that to be true.
你们当中有些人知道这是真的。
I'll sit at my home and I'll say, now, be careful, there's a car coming after a while, I'll be a certain person.
我会坐在家里，我会说，注意，要小心了，等会儿将有辆车开来，会是某某某某人。
Bring them on in, for the Lord has said they'd be here.
把他们带进来，因为主说过，他们会到这里来的。
When we go down the street, there'll be certain things happen.
或是当我们上街时，将会有某件事发生。
Watch at that crossing there, because you're going to almost get hit.
在过街的那儿要小心，因为你几乎会被车撞倒的。
And just see if it ain't that way. See, every time, just perfectly.
然后你看看事情是不是照那样发生的？瞧，每一次丝毫不差。
So you don't want to throw yourself too much into that.
但你不想做过了头。
Because you can use it, it's a gift of God, but you have to watch what you do with it.
因为你会，你可以运用它，这是神的一个恩赐，但你得小心，你到底用它来做什么。
God will hold you responsible.
因为神会要你承担责任的。
Look at Moses.
看看摩西。
Moses was a God-sent man. Do you believe that?
他是一位神所差来的人，你们相信吗？
Predestinated, foreordained, and made a prophet.
神所预定的，预先拣选，派来做先知的。
And God sent him out there and said, "Go speak to the rock after you've been smitten."
神派他出去说，去向磐石开口，那磐石已经被击打了。
Said, "Go speak to the rock and it'll bring forth its water."
神说，去向磐石说话，它就会涌出水来。
But Moses angry ran out there and struck the rock.
但是摩西却气愤愤地跑了出去，击打了那块磐石。
The water didn't come. He smote it again.
水没有出来，他又再次击打他。
Said, "You rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?"
他说：“你们这些背叛的人，我要为你们从这磐石中流出水来吗？”
You see what God did?
你看到神接着做了什么吗
？The water come. We said, "Come up here, Moses." That was the end of it.
水流出来了，但神却说：“摩西，你上山来。”瞧，对摩西，一切就结束了。
See, you have to watch those things.So what you do with divine gifts?
你对这些事情必须非常小心。对于你怎样运用神的恩赐
，He's like a preacher, a good, forceful preacher.
就好像一位传道人，一位很好、很有力的传道人。
He get out and preach just to take up offerings and money. God will hold him responsible for that.
那么他出去传道，只是为了收取奉献和钱财，神就会为此要他负责任的。
That's right. You have to watch what you do with divine gifts.
正是这样，你必须小心你是怎样运用神的恩赐的。
Or try to make some big prestige or big name for some church.
想要为某个教会树立声誉或是名望。
Or a big name for himself.
或是为自己树立名望。
I'd rather have two or three nights meeting and braze on somewhere else and be humble and stay down.
我情愿每周举行两三个晚上的聚会，保持谦卑、脚踏实地的态度。
And You know what I mean, yes, sir.
你们知道我的意思是什么？是的，先生。
Always keep your place where God can put His hand on you.
是的，总是持守在神可以使用你的岗位上。
This is inside life now, remember.
要记得，这是内在的生命。
So then, this day, I thought, well, I'm going to walk up.
所以那天我就想，我要走上前去问问。
And I just so alarmed with those people, I thought, I'll find out about those men.
这群人对我震动很大，我想我要了解一下这两个人。
And out in the yard, I kept looking for them after the service is over.
聚会结束后，我就在外面的院子里寻找那两个人。
I looked around, I found one of them.
我四周看看，就见到其中的一位。
I said, how do you do, sir?
我说，先生你好。
He said, how do you do?
他说，你好。
So was you the young preacher preach this morning?
他说，你就是今早传道的那位年轻传道人吗？
I was 23 years old and I said, yes, sir.
我说，我那时是23岁。我说，是的，先生。
And he said, what was your name?
他说，你贵姓？
I said, Branham. I said, yours?
我回答说，伯兰汉，你呢？
And he told me his name.
他告诉我他的名字。
And I thought, well, now if I can just get his contact of his spirit now.
于是我想，现在如果我能与他的灵接触就好了。
And yet not knowing what that was doing it.
我那时还不知道是什么在接触他的灵。
I said, well, say, sir, I said, you people have something here that I don't have.
我说，先生，你们这些人有某样我没有的东西。
He said, have you got the Holy Ghost since you believe?
他说，你信主以后接受了圣灵没有？
I said, well, I'm a Baptist.
我说，我是个浸信会教徒。
He said, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
他说，但你相信以后接受了圣灵没有？
And I said, well, brother, what do you mean?
我说，弟兄，你的意思是什么？
I said, I haven't got what you all got, I know that.
我说，我还没有你们所拥有的，这点我知道。
I said, because you've got something that seems to be powerful and so on.
我说，因为你们似乎拥有某样大能的东西。
I said, have you ever spoke with tongues?
他问，你说过方言吗？
And I said, no, sir.
我回答说，没有，先生。
I said, I'll tell you right quick, you haven't got the Holy Ghost.
他说，我现在就可以告诉你，你没有得到圣灵。
And I said, well, if that's what it takes to get the Holy Ghost, I haven't got it.
我就说，如果要这样才能得到圣灵的话，那我还没有得到。
And so he said, well, if you haven't spoke with tongues, you haven't got it.
接着他说，如果你没有说过方言，你就没有得到圣灵。
And keeping his conversation that way, I said, well, where can I get it?
为了让他继续这样谈下去，我就问，那么我怎样才能得到圣灵呢？
I said, get on in the room there and start seeking the Holy Ghost.
他说，去那间房间那里开始寻求圣灵吧。
And I kept watching, you know, he didn't know what I was doing.
你知道，我一直观察着他，他并不知道我在做什么。
But I knew he had a little strange feeling because his eyes began to get a little glassy as he looked at me.
但我知道他感到有种奇怪的感觉，因为当他看着我的时候，他的眼神变得有点呆滞。
And he was really a Christian.
但他是一名真正的基督徒。
He was absolutely wrung out 100% a Christian.
他绝对是名100%的基督徒。
That's right. Well, I thought, praise God, here it is.
是的。于是我想，赞美神，我找到了。
I've got to get to that altar somewhere.
我要到那个祭坛那儿去祷告。
I went out, looked all around, thought I'd find the other man.
我走了出去，四周看看，我想我要找到另外那个人。
And when I found him and started talking to him, I said, how do you do, sir?
我找到了他，就开始对他说话。我说，你好，先生。
He said, say, what church you belong to? He said, they tell me you're a Baptist.
他说，你是属于哪个教会的？他说，他们告诉我你是个浸信会信徒。
I said, yep.
我说，是的。
And he said, you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, have you? I said, well, I don't know. So you ever spoken tongues? I said, no, sir. He said, you haven't got it.
他说，你还没有得到圣灵，对吗？我说，我不知道。他说，你说过方言吗？我说，没有，先生。他说，这样你还没有得到圣灵。
And I said, well, I know I haven't got what you all got, I know that.
我说，我知道我还没有得到你们所拥有的，我知道这一点。
I said, but my brother, I'm really wanting it.
我说，但是弟兄，我真的很想得到他。
He said, well, there's a pool ready. I said, I've been baptized.
他说，那里有个水池，一切都准备好了。我说，我已经受了洗。
But I said, I haven't received what you all got. I said, you got something that I really want.
不过我说，我还没有得到你们所拥有的。我又说，我真想得到你们所拥有的。
He said, well, that's fine. I was trying to catch him, you see.
他说，那很好。你瞧，我是想要接触到他的灵。
And when I finally got his spirit, now that was the other man.
那么，当我终于接触到他的灵的时候，现在是说另外那个人。
If I ever talked to a low-down hypocrite, there was one of them.
如果我曾经与卑鄙的伪君子交谈过的话，那么他就是其中的一个。
He was living, his wife was a black-headed woman, he was living with a blonde and had two children by her.
他正与一个女人同居，他的妻子是黑头发的，而与他同居的却是金发的，并且还生了两个孩子。
Drink, curse, run to taverns and everything else.
他喝酒、诅咒、去酒吧，无所不为。
And yet in there, and speaking in tongues and prophesying.
然而在聚会中，他却说方言，并且说预言。
Then I said, Lord, forgive me. I went home.
于是我说，主啊，原谅我，我就回家了。
That's right. I said, I'll just get away. I can't understand it.
正是这样，我说，我不明白这事。
Seemed like the blessed Holy Spirit falling and on that hypocrite. I said, can't be. That's all.
看上去，那蒙福的圣灵似乎降临在那伪君子身上。我说，这不可能，根本不可能。
During this long period, then he's studying and crying.
在接下来的很长一段时间里，我不断地查考圣经，向神哭喊。
Thought if I could get out with them, maybe I could find out what it was all about.
我本以为如果我能出去和他们在一起，也许我就能明白这一切到底是怎么回事。
Here's one a genuine Christian, and the other a real hypocrite.
但一位是真正的基督徒，而另一位却是个地地道道的伪君子。
And I thought, what of it?
于是我想，这到底是怎么回事呢？
Oh, I said, God, maybe there's something wrong with me.
哦，我说，神啊，也许是我自己有什么问题吧。
I said, being a fundamentalist, that'll have to see that in the Bible.
我是个基要派信徒，于是我说，一定是要在圣经里的。
It has to me, everything that operates must come out of this Bible or it's not right.
一定要的。对我来说，一切超自然的事物都要出自圣经，否则就不对。
It has to come from here.
它必须要出自这里。
It has to be proved in the Bible, not just one place.
要能在圣经中得到证实，不只是一个地方。
But it has to come all the way through the Bible.
而是要贯穿整个圣经。
I have to believe it. It has to dovetail and tie together with every scripture.
这样我才相信，它必须与每节经文相吻合。
I don't believe it.
否则我就不会相信。
And then, because Paul said, if an angel from heaven come preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. So I believe the Bible.
而且，因为保罗也说过，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。因此，我相信圣经。
And I said, I can never see nothing like that in the Bible.
我说我在圣经中找不到这类的事。
2 years later.
两年之后，
After I lost my wife and everything,
也就是在我失去了妻子和一切之后，
I was up there at the Greens Mill, my little old place up there.
我在上边的格林莫坊那里，在我原来去的老地方祷告。
Praying, been back in my cave back there for two days it was.
我在那个洞里待了两天。
I walked out to get a bit of breath of air.
我就走出去呼吸一下新鲜的空气。
And when I walked out there, my Bible was laying out there on the end of a log.
我走出去后，看到我的圣经放在靠近入口处的一个木头的一端。
Just as you come in, an old tree blow down had a fork in it.
有棵老树被风吹倒了，上面有根树丫。
Now you had a fork laying up like this, the tree laying down.
是像这样翘着的树干躺在地上。
Now I just sat straddled that log and lay out there at night time looking up towards the skies like that.
我就这样跨在那个木头上，晚上躺在那里。像这样望着天空。
My hand laying up like this, and sometimes go to sleep laying right on the log like that praying.
我的双手这样放着，就这样躺在木头上祷告，有时候就睡着了。
Be up there several days, just don't eat or drink, just there praying.
我会在那里待好几天，不吃不喝，只是在那里祷告。
And I walked out to get a little fresh air. That cave is cool, damp back in there.
我走出山洞去呼吸一点新鲜的空气，因为洞里面有点冷，而且潮湿。
So then I come out and there laid my Bible where it had it the day before.
所以我就走了出来，看到我的圣经还放在那儿，就是前一天我离开时放的地方。
And it was turned to Hebrews, the sixth chapter.
但他翻到了希伯来书第六章。
And I began to read there.
于是我就从那里读起来。
Let us lay aside on going to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance and dead works and faith towards God and so forth. For it is impossible for those which were once enlightened, made partakers of the heavenly gift and the callings and so forth. But said,But thorns and thistles, which is nigh to reject, and whose end water, the rain cometh off upon the earth to dress it and prepare it for that which is nigh to reject, and with thorns and thistles, whose end is to be burned.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神等等。论到那些已经蒙了光照、尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃真理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福；若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于诅咒，结局就是焚烧等等。这时候有什么东西发出呼的声音。
Oh, here it is.
我就想他来了。
Oh, here, now whatever he want me up here, he's fixing to give me a vision right now.
不管他要告诉我什么，我要听一下。他把我叫醒是要给我一个意象了。
I waited around on the end of that log and waited.
我就坐在那个木头的一端等着，然后等着。
I got up and walked back and forth up and down.
我站起身来，来来回回，上上下下地走着。
Walk back, nothing happened.
又走回到原处，什么也没有发生。
Walk back to my cave again, nothing happened.
我又走回到洞里面，还是没有什么发生。
I stood there, what is this?
我站在那里，心想，这到底是怎么回事呢？
I walked over to my Bible again, and oh, it just come all over me again.
我又走回到摆放圣经的地方，哦，它又再次充满了我整个人。
I picked it up and I thought, what's in there he wants me to read?
我拿起圣经来，心想，他要我在这里读的是什么呢？
I kept reading on down about repentance towards God and faith and so forth.
我继续读下去，读到懊悔死刑、信靠神等等。
And I read on down where it said, the rain cometh off upon the earth to dress it and prepare it for what it's meant for here.
接着读到那里说到，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水。生长菜蔬，合逢耕种的人用，就从神得福。
But the thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned.
若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于诅咒，结局就是焚烧。
Oh, it just shake me.
然后，哦，那一刻，他的能力几乎震撼了我。
I thought, Lord, are you going to give me a vision of what I was up there asking for something other?
于是我想，神啊，你要给我一个意象，告诉我这是什么意思吗？我到那里本是为别的事向神祷告的。
Then all at once before me, I seen the world rolling.
突然之间，就在我眼前，我看到整个世界在旋转着。
It was all disked up.
整个地面都已爬过了。
And here went a man with white, with his head up, a sowing seeds like this.
这时过来了一位穿白衣的人，他头仰着。就像这样撒着种子。
And when he went coming, just as he went over the hill,
当在他走了过去，刚刚消失在山坡那时
，Here come a man behind him, dressed in black, with his head down, a sowing seeds.
紧接着，在他身后来了另一个人，身穿黑色的衣服，低着头也在撒种子。
And when the good seeds come up, it was wheat.
当那好种子长出来以后，那是麦子。
And when the bad seeds come up, it was weeds.
但当那坏种子长出来后，那是败子。
And then it come a great drought on the earth.
然后地上有一场大的干旱。
And the wheat had its head hanging over just about perished, wanting water.
麦子低着头， 渴望着雨水，快要死了。
I've seen all the people with their hands up praying for God to send water.
我看到所有的人举起手来，向神祈求降下雨水。
And then I've seen the weed, it had its head down, bowing for water.
然后我看那稗子，也垂着头，在等待着雨水。
And just then the great clouds come across and the rain just gushed down.
就在那时，大片的乌云掠过大地，大雨倾盆而下。
And when it did, the little wheat that has all been over went, stood right up.
当雨降下时，那原先无力地垂着头的麦子，呼的一下站直了起来。
And the little weed right beside went, stood right up.
就在麦子旁边的稗子也呼的一下站直了起来。
I thought, well, what's that?
我想，这是什么意思？
Then it come to me.
接着这启示就临到我。
There it is.
我明白了。
The same rain that makes the wheat to grow, makes the weed to grow.
那是麦子生长的雨水，也使稗子生长。
And the same Holy Spirit can fall in a bunch of people.
同一个圣灵能降在一群人身上。
And can bless a hypocrite just the same as it blesses the other.
可以祝福一个伪君子，就像祝福其他人一样。
Jesus said, "By their fruits you shall know them."
耶稣说，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Not whether he shouts, whether he rejoices.
不是凭着他是否喊叫了，是否欢呼了。
But it's by his fruits you shall know him.
而是凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
I said, "There you are. I got it, Lord."
我说这就是了，主啊，我明白了。
I said, "Then that really is the truth. This man, you could have gifts without knowing God."
我说，那么这确实是真理。那个人，你可以有恩赐，却不认识神。
So then I was getting too critical on speaking with tongues. You see.
所以那时起，我对说方言是拥有圣灵的证据，就持批评的态度了。你瞧。
But one day then how God vindicated that to me?
但是后来有一天，神是如何向我印证了这点的。
I was baptizing down on the river my first converts at the Ohio River.
我正在俄亥俄河里为我带领归主的第一批信徒施洗。
And the 17th person I was baptizing.
我在为第17位信徒施洗。
As I started to baptize him, I said, "Father, as I baptize him with water, you baptize him with the Holy Spirit."
开始施洗时，我祷告说：“父啊，当我用水为他施洗时，求你也用圣灵为他施洗。”
I started to put him under the water.
我开始将他浸入水中。
Just then, a whirl come from the heavens above, and here comes that light shining down.
就在那时，一股旋风从天上刮来。那个光过来了，非常耀眼的照射下来。
Hundreds and hundreds of people on the bank.
当时有好几百人在河的两岸。
Right at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in June.
那是六月的一个下午，正好是2点钟。
And it hung right over where was that?
那光就悬在我的正上方。
A voice spoke from there and said, "As John the Baptist was sent for the forerunner of the first coming of Christ, you've got to have a message." That will bring forth the forerunning of the second coming of Christ.
有个声音从中发出来说，正如施洗约翰被差遣作为基督第一次到来的先驱者，你的信息将预备基督的第二次到来。
And it like scared me to death.
他把我吓得要死。
And I went back and all the people there, the foundrymen and all them, the druggists and all them on the bank.
当我上岸后，那里所有的人，铸造厂的工人、药剂师，所有那些在河岸上的人都要求受洗。
I baptized about 200 or 300 that afternoon, and when they taken me out,
那个下午，我为大约200 or 300人施了洗。
Pulled me out of the water, the deacons and so forth went up. They asked me, said, "What did that light mean?"
当他们把我从水中拉上来时，执事们等等上前来，他们问我说：“那光是什么意思？”
A big group of colored people from the the Gilded Age Baptist Church, and
有一大群黑人是从吉尔特阿吉浸信会
and the Lone Star Church down there,
以及那边的孤星教会来的
and many of those down there, they began screaming when they saw that happen. People fainted.
还有其他许多在河边的人，当他们看到类似发生时， 就开始尖叫了起来，有人还晕了过去。
A girl I tried to get out of a boat there, sitting there with a swimming suit on.
在我开始试洗前，有个女孩子穿着游泳衣坐在那边的一条船上，我想让她下船。
A Sunday school teacher in a church.
她是一间教会的主日学教师。
And I said, won't you get out, Margie?
我说，玛吉，你下船好吗？
She said, Billy, I don't have to get out. I said, that's right, you don't have to.
他说，比利，我没有必要下船。我说，是不错，你不必要下船。
But I'd have enough respect for the gospel to get out where I'm baptized. She said, I don't have to.
但如果你尊重福音的话，你就会离开我要进行施洗的地方。他说，我没必要。
And when that she sat there sniggered and laughed at me baptizing.
当我施洗时，他就坐在那里偷笑着嘲笑我。
Because she didn't believe in baptizing.
因为他不相信洗礼。
So then, when the angel of the Lord come down, she pitched forward in the boat.
所以当主的天使降临时，他就一头扑倒在船上。
The day the girl's in the insane institution.
至今他还在疯人院里。
So, you just can't play with God.
因此你不可藐视神。
Now, later on, a beautiful girl.Went to drinking later on, was hit with a bottle of beer bottle, cut all over her face down, oh, a horrible looking person.
乔后来，她本是个美丽的女孩，后来去喝酒，被人用酒瓶、啤酒瓶打了，整张脸都被割破了，哦，成了一个非常难看的人。
And there, that happened.
所以就在那里发生的。
And then all along down through life, I'd see that.
我从小到大一生之中都会看到这些超自然的事情。
See that moving, see that visions, how those things would happen.
看到异象，看到那些事会怎样发生。
Then, a little later on, it kept bothering me so much.
那么后来，由于这种事不断地困扰我，到了一个地步。
And everybody tell me it was wrong.
而且每个人都告诉我那是不对的。
And I took off to my old...Stamping grounds up there were always prayed through.
于是我就出发去了我常去的一个老地方，就是每当我需要长时间祷告时去的那个地方。
And I, no matter how much I keep praying for that not to come to me, it come anyhow.
不管我怎样恳切祷告，祈求他不要再临到我，他还是依然如故。
And so I was game warden in the state of Indiana.
当时我是印第安纳州的猎物看守员。
And I come in, there was a man sitting there.
有一天我回家时，有一个人坐在那里等我。
A brother to my pianist at the tabernacle.
他是我们教会四琴姐妹的弟兄。
And he said, Billy, will you ride up to Madison with me this afternoon? I said, I can't do it. I've got to go up the forestry.
他说，比利，下午你同我一起开车去麦迪逊好吗？我说，我不行，我必须到森林里去。
And I'd just coming around the house and taking off.My belt, gun belt and things, and rolling up my sleeves.
我刚刚下车，绕过墙角，走到屋子前，卸下了我的枪带和其他的东西，正卷起袖子准备洗一洗。
We live in a little two-room house.
我们住在一个两间房的小屋里。
I was going to wash and make ready for my meal.
我正要去洗一洗，准备吃午餐。
And I washed and just walking around the side of the house under a big maple tree.
我洗了之后就沿着屋子的一边墙走回来，经过一棵很大的枫树。
And all at once something went...
就在那时有什么东西发出呼的声音。
And I just almost passed out.
我几乎晕了过去。
And I looked and I know it was that again.
我一看就知道又是那个东西来了。
I sat on those steps and he jumped out of his car and ran to me and said, Billy, are you fainting? I said, no, sir.
我就坐在台阶上，那个人从他车里跳出来，向我跑过来说，比利，你感到头晕吗？我说，没有，先生。
He said, What's the matter, Billy?
他说，比利，你怎么了？
I said, I don't know. I said, just go ahead, brother. That's all right, thank you.
我说，我不知道。我说，你去吧，兄弟，我这里没事的，谢谢你。
My wife came out and brought a pitcher of water. She said, Honey, what's the matter?
我的妻子出来，提着一壶水，她说，亲爱的，你怎么了？
I said, nothing, sweetheart.
我说没什么，亲爱的。
So she said, come on now, dinner's ready. She put her arm around me, tried to bring me in.
她说，那么快来吧，午餐准备好了。她伸手搂着我，要领我进去。
I said, honey, I want to tell you something.
我说，亲爱的，有件事我要告诉你。
I said, you call them up and tell them I won't be out there this afternoon.
我说你打电话给他们，告诉他们今天下午我不去森林了。
I said, meaty sweetheart.
我说美达亲爱的。
I said, I know in my heart I love Jesus Christ.
我说我知道我打心底里爱耶稣基督。
I know that I've passed from death unto life.
也知道我已经出死入生了。
But I don't want the devil having anything to do with me.
但我不想魔鬼与我有任何的关系。
And I said, I can't go on like this. I'm a prisoner.
我说我不能再这样继续下去了。我简直就像个囚犯。
I said, all the time when this thing keeps happening, things like that, and these visions are coming and so forth like that, or whatever it is, I said, it happens to me. I didn't know it was a vision. I didn't call it a vision. I said, them trances like, I said, I don't know what that is.
我说一直以来这种事不断地发生，像这样的事。还有类似异象不断的出现等等其他的事情，不管那是什么，我说总发生在我身上。我那时不知道那是异象，我不叫它是异象，我说那些魂游向外的感觉，我说我不知道那是什么。
And honey, I don't want to fool with it. They tell me it's the devil, and I love the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的，我不想与他掺和在一起，他们告诉我那是出自魔鬼的，但我爱主耶稣。
Oh, she said, Billy, you oughtn't listen to what people tell you.
Oh, 她说 ,Billy, 你不该听那些人说的。
I said, but honey, look at other preachers.
我说但是亲爱的你看看其他传道人。
I said, I don't want it. I said, I'm going to my place in the woods.
我说我不想要他。我说我要去森林里我的老地方。
I got about $15. You take care of Billy. Billy's little bitty boy then, little bitty fella.
我还有15块钱，你好好照顾比利。比利那时还是一个小男孩，一个小家伙。
I said, you take that's enough for you and Billy to live on a while.
我说你拿着这些钱，这足够你和比利生活一段时间了。
Call him up, tell him I may be back tomorrow, I may not never be back.
给他们打电话，说我也许明天回来，也许我永远不回来了。
If I ain't back in the next 5 days, put a man on in my place.
如果5天内没有回来的话，就另外找人接替我的工作。
I said, Meaty, I'll never come out of that woods until God promises me He'll take that thing away from me and never let it happen again.
我说，美达，除非神答应我将那东西从我身上拿走，并永远不让这事再发生，否则我就不会从森林里出来的。
Think of the ignorance that a man can be.
想想一个人会无知到这样的地步。
Then I went up there that night.
于是当晚我就去了那个地方。
Went back in the little old cabin for the next day. It was kind of late. I was going to go up to my camp the next day up on the farther around the mountain, or the hill rather, and get up in the woods there.
我回到了那个旧的小木屋里。那时还不到第二天，但已经很晚了。我打算第二天去我的露营地，还要往山里走，进入那里的森林里。
I don't believe the FBI could find me up there.
我相信在那里联邦调查局也找不到我的。
So this little old cabin.
所以这个小木屋。
I've been praying all that afternoon and before it got too dark.
在天色完全暗下来之前，那整个下午我一直在祷告。
I prayed, was reading over there in the Bible where it said the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophet.
我祷告后正读到圣经上那处说道。先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
I couldn't make that out.
但我无法弄明白这点。
So it got too dark in the little cabin where I used to trap when I was a boy.
那时小木屋里面已经很暗了。我小时候常来这里射网捕鱼。
I had a trap line through there and go up there and fish and stay all night.
在那里一路都射了网，有时候上那里去钓鱼，就在那里过夜。
A little old dilapidated cabin sitting over there, been in there for years.
那只是间破旧的小屋，已经在那里很多年了。
Some tenant might have had it before it all come to that.
在他还没破烂到这个地步之前，可能曾经有租客住过。
And so I was just waiting there.
后来我就这样等着。
I thought, well, got long towards 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
我心想，就这样过了凌晨1点、2点、3点。
I was walking up down the floor.
我在屋里上上下下的走着。
Walking back and forth.
来来回回的跺着。
I sat down on a little old stool there, a little box of a thing.
后来就坐在一个旧板凳上，不是板凳，是一个旧箱子什么的。
I sat down there and I thought, Oh God, why do you do this to me?
我坐在那里心想，哦，神啊，你为什么要这样对我？
I said, Father, you know I love you.
我说，父啊，你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
你是知道我爱你的。
And I don't want to be possessed with the devil.
我不想被魔鬼附着。
I don't want them things to happen to me.
我不要这些事发生在我身上。
Please, God, don't never let it happen no more.
神啊，求你千万不要再让它发生了。
I said, I love you. I don't want to go to hell.
我说，我爱你，我不要下地狱。
What's the use of me preaching and trying and putting my efforts forth if I'm wrong?
如果我错了，那么我不遗余力的努力传道又有什么用呢？
I'm not only taking myself to hell, I'm misleading thousands of others.
这样不但我自己下地狱，而且也误导了成千上万其他的人。
Or hundreds of others in them days, and I said I had a big ministry.
在那个时期，应当说是成百上千的人。我那时已有一个大的事工了。
And I said, Well, I don't ever want it to happen to me again.
我说我再也不想让它发生在我身上。
I sat down on this little stool, and I just sitting all kind of in this position.
我就坐在那旧箱子上，我就坐在大致这个位置。
Just like that. And all at once, I seen a light flicker in the room.
就像这样坐着，突然之间我看到一道亮光在屋里闪烁着。
I thought somebody was coming up with a flashlight.
我以为有人带着手电筒到这里来了。
And I looked around and I thought, well,
我四周看了一下，心想，怎么回事？
And here it was right out in front of me, an old wooden boards on the floor.
然后我看到了，它就在我眼前。那地面铺的是旧的木地板。
And there it was right in front of me, the little old drum stove sitting in the corner, the top was tore out of it.
它就在那儿，就在我眼前。屋角那边有个旧的鼓形的炉子，它的顶端已经没了。
And right in here there was a light on the floor.
就在那儿有道光照射在地板上。
And I thought, well, where is that? Well, that couldn't be coming...
我想，哦，那是什么？那不可能是来自。
I looked around, and here it was above me, this very same light.
我四处看了一下，那光就在我的头上方，就是这同一道光。
Right there above me, hanging right like that.
就悬在我上方，像这样悬挂着。
Circling around like a fire, kind of an emerald color.
像一团火一样旋转着，颜色像是碧绿色的。
I got just above it, like that.
发出那种呼呼呼的声音，像这样在那上面。
And I looked at that and I thought, what is that? Now, it scared me.
我看着它，心想那是什么？那时我感到很害怕。
I heard somebody coming.
我听见有人走进来。
Just walking. Oh, it was barefooted.
我听到脚步声，是打赤脚的声音。
And I seen the foot of a man come in, dark in the room, all but right here where it's shining right down.
我看见一只人的脚踏了进来，整个屋子一片漆黑，除了这光投射下来照亮的地方。
I seen the foot of a man coming in.
我看见了一只人的脚走了进来。
And when he come into the room,
当他走进屋子时
，walked on up. He was a man about looked weigh about 200 pounds.
他走上前来，看上去是个体重约有200磅的人。
His hands folded like this.
他的双手这样交叉着。
Now I'd seen it in a whirlwind. I'd heard it talk to me.
以前我在旋风中见过他，也听过他与我说话。
And seen it in a form of a light.
也见过他以光的形式出现。
But the first time I ever seen an image of it.
但这是我第一次看到他的形象。
It walked up to me real close.
他向我走来，离得非常近。
Well, honest friend, I thought my heart would fail me.
哦，朋友们，老实说，我以为我的心脏停止了跳动。
Just imagine, put yourself there. It make you feel the same way.
想想看，将你自己放在那儿，它会让你有同样的感觉的。
You're maybe farther along the road than I am.
你也许在这条道上比我走得更远。
Maybe been a Christian longer.
也许比我更早做基督徒。
But it would make you feel that way.
但它会使你有同样的感觉。
Because after hundreds and hundreds of times of visitation, it paralyzes me when he comes near.
因为虽然他成百上千次的造访过我，但每次当他临近时，都会让我有种不能动弹的感觉。
Sometimes it even makes me almost completely pass out. It's so weak.
有时他甚至使我许多次当我离开讲台时。
And I leave the platform many times if I stay too long, I'll go completely out.
我几乎完全晕过去了，感到非常虚弱。如果我在这恩膏下待得太久的话，我就会完全失去知觉。
I've had them ride me around for hours, not even know where I was at.
我让他们用车带我去转好几个小时，我甚至不知道身在何处。
Now, I can't explain it.
我无法解释。
Read down here in the Bible and it'll explain it, what it is.
你们在圣经里阅读，圣经会有解释的，解释了那是什么。
The scripture says so.
圣经上是这样说的。
So I sat there and looked at him.
我就坐在那里看着他。
I kind of had my hand up like that.
我的手像这样举着。
He's looking right at me, just as pleasant.
他正视着我，带着一种亲切的表情。
But he had a real deep voice.
但他的声音很深沉。
And he said,Do not fear. I am sent from the presence of Almighty God.
他说，不要害怕，我是从全能神的面前被差遣来的。
And when he spoke that voice,
当他一说话，那个声音，
that was the same voice that spoke to me when I was 2 years old all the way up.
那正是我两岁的时候，以及后来与我说话的同一个声音。
I know that was him.
我知道，那就是他。
And I thought, now, and hear it, now listen to the conversation.
我想这样听着，注意听这段对话。
I'll quote it the best that I can, knowingly, word by word.
我会尽我所能记得的，逐字逐句的把它复述出来。
Because I hardly remember.
因为我还记得很清楚。
And I said, looked at him like that, he said, do not fear. This is quiet.
我像这样望着他。他非常平静地说，不要害怕。
Said, I'm sent from the presence of Almighty God.
我是从全能神的面前受差遣来的。
To tell you that your peculiar birth.
来告诉你，你那奇特的出生。
As you know what my birth was up there, that same light hung over me when I was first born.
你们知道我的出生，我一出生，那同一道光就悬挂在我上方。
And so is that your peculiar birth and misunderstood life.
他接着说，你那奇特的出生以及被人误解的一生
has been to indicate that you're to go to all the world and pray for the sick people.
是表明你要往全世界各地去为病人祷告。
And said, and regardless of what they have,
他说不管他们患了什么病。
And he designated, God who's my judge knows, that he designated cancer.
他特别指明了癌症，神是知道的。他知道这是真的，他特别指明了癌症。
Said enough if you get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray.
他说，如果你能够让人们相信你，并且当你祷告时你是诚恳的。
Nothing shall stand before your prayer, not even cancer.
那么没有任何疾病能在你面前站得住，即使是癌症也不能。
If you get the people to believe you.
瞧，如果你能让人们相信你。
And I seen he wasn't my enemy, he was my friend.
我意识到他不是我的敌人，而是我的朋友。
And I didn't know where I was dying or what was happening when he's coming up to me like that.
当他这样向我走来时，我不知道自己是不是要死了，也不知道发生了什么事。
And I said, well, sir, I said, I am a...
我说，可是先生，我说，我是。
Now, what do I know about healings and things like that, those gifts?
我哪里懂得什么医治和像那样的事情，那些恩赐呢？
I said, well, sir, I'm a poor man.
我说，可是先生，我是个贫穷的人。
And I said, I'm among my people. I live with my people who's poor.
我说，我与家人住在一起，我们都是很穷的。
I'm uneducated.
我没有受过教育。
And I said, and I would not be able, they not understand me. I said, they wouldn't hear me.
我说我没这个能力，人们也无法明白我所说的。 我说他们不会听我的。
And he said, as the prophet Moses was given two gifts, signs rather.
他说，就像先知摩西被赐予两个迹象。
To vindicate his ministry.
来印证他的事工一样。
So will you given to, so are you given two gifts to vindicate your ministry.
你也将被赐予两个恩赐来印证你的事工。
He said one of them will be,
他说一个迹象是
that you'll take the person that you're praying for by the hand with your left hand and their right.
你手握住你为之祷告这人的手，用你的左手握住他的右手。
And said then,Just stand quiet.
然后安静地站着。
And there'll be a physical effect that'll happen on your body.
你身上会感到一种震动。
And so then you pray, and if it leaves, the disease is gone from the people.
他说，接着你祷告，如果那个反应消失了，那么疾病已从那人身上离去了。
If it doesn't leave, just ask the blessing and walk away.
如果那个反应没有离去，那么你就只求神的祝福，然后走开。
Well, I said, Sir, I'm afraid they won't receive me.
可是我说，先生，我担心他们不会接纳我的。
He said, and the next thing will be, if they won't hear that, then they will hear this.
他说，下一件事将会，如果他们不听从第一个迹象的话，他们会听从第二个迹象。
Said, then it'll come to pass.That you'll know the very secret of their heart.
他说，当时候到了，你就能知道他们心底的秘密。
Said this they will hear.
他们会听从这个的。
Well, I said, Sir, that's why I'm here tonight.
我说，先生，这正是我今晚在这里的原因。
I have been told by my clergyman that those things that's been coming to me was wrong.
我的牧师们告诉我，那些发生在我身上的事是不对的。
He said, you were born in this world for that purpose.
他说，你生在这个世上就是为了这个目的。
See, gifts and calling without repentance.
瞧，神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
He said, you were born in this world for that purpose.
他说，你生在这个世上就是为了这个目的。
And I said, well, sir, I said that my clergyman told me it was the evil spirit.
于是我说，但是先生，我的牧师告诉我说那是邪灵。
And I said, that's why I'm here praying.
我说，这就是为什么我在这里祷告。
And here's what he quoted to me.
接下来是他引用圣经告诉我的话。
He related to me the coming of the Lord Jesus in his first time.
他向我解释了主耶稣的第一次到来。
And I said, the strange thing was, friends.
于是我说，朋友们，奇怪的是。
Well, I'll stop right here just for a minute. Go back.
我要在这儿停一会儿，说回到在这之前的事情。
What made me more scared than ever, every time I met a fortune teller,
让我最感到害怕的是，每次我碰到算命的
they would recognize something had happened.
他们总是知道有某件事发生在我身上了。
And that would just nearly kill me.
那几乎把我吓死了。
For instance, one day, my cousins and I was going down to a carnival grounds.
比如有一次我和我的表弟兄们走过一个嘉年华会的场地。
We just boys walking along.
我们都是小孩子正在那边走着。
So there's a little old fortune teller sitting out there in one of those tents, a young lady.
有个算命的坐在其中一个帐篷的外面，是位年轻的女士。
Nice looking young lady, she's standing there.
一位年轻美丽的女士坐在那里。
We's all going walking by, she said, say you, come here a minute.
我们一伙经过那里，她说，喂你，过来一下。
And the three of us boys turned around.
我们三个男孩子转过身来。
And she said, you with the striped sweater, that was me.
她说，你穿条纹背心的那个，那就是我。
I said, yes, ma'am, I thought she maybe wanted me to go get her a Coke or something or like that.
我说，什么事，女士？我以为她要我去为她买一罐可乐，或是那类的事情。
And she was a young woman, maybe in her early 20s or something, sitting there.
她是位很年轻的女郎，可能刚刚二十出头，坐在那里。
And I walked up, I said, yes, ma'am, what could I do for you?
我就走上前去说，是的，女士，我能帮你什么忙吗？
And she said, say, did you know there's a light that follows you?
她说，喂，你知道有一道光跟着你吗？
You were born under a certain sign.
你是生在某个迹象之下的。
I said, what do you mean?
我说，你是什么意思？
He said, well, you were born under a certain sign.
她说，是的，你是生在某个迹象之下的。
There's a light that follows you. You were born for a divine call.
有一道光跟着你，你生下来就是为了一个神的呼召。
I said, "Get away from here, woman."
我说走开，你这女人。
I started moving on because my mother always told me them things is the devil.
我就走开了，因为我母亲总是告诉我那些东西是出于魔鬼的。
She was right.
她说的没错。
So that scared me.
那女人说的话使我感到害怕。
One day while I was a game warden,
当我还是猎物看守员的时候
I was going up on the bus.
有一天我要去坐公共汽车
And I got on the bus, it always seemed to be subject to spirit.
我上了车，我似乎对灵总是很敏感。
I was standing there and the sailor standing behind me.
我站在车上，有个水手站在我后面。
I was going up to patrol.
我是去巡逻的。
I was going up to Henryville Forestry and was on the bus.
我要坐车去亨利维尔林区。
I kept feeling some strange something.
我总是觉得有点不大对劲。
I looked around there and there was a great big heavy set woman sitting there nicely dressed. She said, "How do you do?"
我四周看了一看，有位个子高大、身体沉重的女人坐在那里，穿着整齐。她说：“你好。”
I said, "How do you do?"
我说：“你好。”
I thought it was just a woman, you know, talking.
我以为只是一位女人，你知道，想说话。
So I just kept, she said, "I'd like to talk to you a minute." I said, "Yes, ma'am."
所以我就，她说，我想跟你聊一下，好吗？我说，什么事，女士
？I turned around.
我转过身来。
She said, "Did you know you were born under a sign?"
她说，你知道你是生在一个迹象之下吗
？I thought another one of them funny women.
我想，又是那种奇怪的女人。
So.I just looked on out. So I never said a word, just kept.
所以我就望着窗外，一句话也没说。
She said, "Could I speak to you a minute?"
她又说，我可以跟你谈一会儿吗
？I just kept. She said, "Don't act like that."
我没有反应。她说，别这个样子。
I just kept looking forward.
我只是继续看着前面。
I thought that isn't gentlemanlike.
我心想，这不太像绅士的风度。
She said, "I'd like to speak to you just a moment."
她说，我只是想和你说句话。
I just kept looking forward and I wasn't paying attention to her.
我只是继续向前看去，没有理会她。
Frankly, I thought, I believe I'll see if she says like the rest of them.
我想，我要看看她说的是否跟他们那些人说的一样。
I turned around and I thought, oh my, that'd quiver me, I know, because I hated to think that.
我就转过身来，我心想，哦，真是的，我知道这会让我哆嗦起来的，因为我真不愿意想这种事。
Turned around, she said, "Maybe I better explain myself." She said, "I'm an astrologist."
我转过身来，她说，我最好先自我介绍一下。她说，我是一位星占学家。
I said, "I thought you were something like that."
我说，我估计你是像那样的人。
She said, "I'm on my way to Chicago to see my boy, who's a Baptist minister."
她又说，我是去芝加哥看望我的儿子，他是一位浸信会的牧师。
I said, "Yes, ma'am."
我说，是的，女士。
She said, "Did anybody ever tell you you were born under a sign?"
她说，难道没有人告诉你你是出生在一个迹象之下吗
？I said, "No, ma'am." I lied to her there. See,
我说没有，女士，我撒了个谎。
And I said, "Just want to see what she's going to say."
我想要听听她要说些什么。
And she said, "I said, no, ma'am."
我说没有，女士。
And she said, "Doesn't hasn't ministers ever told you?"
她说。那些牧师从没有告诉过你吗
I said, I don't have nothing to do with ministers.
我说我从不跟牧师打交道
And she said, mm-hmm.
她说、uh-huh.
And I said, she said to me, I said, well, she said, if I tell you just exactly when you was born, will you believe me? I said, no, ma'am.
我说怎么了她说如果我告诉你你准确的出生年日你会相信我吗我说不会的女士
And she said,Well, I can tell you when you were born. I said, I don't believe it.
他说，嘿，我可以说出你是什么时候出生的。我说，我不相信。
And she said, you were born on April the 6th, 1909 at 5 o'clock in the morning.
她说你生于1909年4月6日早上5点钟。
I said, that's right.
我说不错。
I said, how do you know that?
你是怎么知道的?
I said, tell this sailor here when he was born. I said, I can't.
我又说你能说出这个水手的生日吗?她说我不能。
I said, why?
我说为什么?
How do you know? I said, look, sir.
你怎么知道我的生日呢?她说听着先生。
She said, when she began to talk about the astronomy now.
她说她就开始谈论有关星象的事情了。
And she said, ever so many years.
她说每隔这么许多年。
Said, you remember when the morning star come and led the wise man to Jesus Christ?
她说你记得那颗带领博士们去见耶稣基督的晨星吗?
And I kind of stalled, you know, I said, well, I don't know nothing about religion.
我有点摸不着头脑。你知道，就说啊、我对宗教一窍不通。
And she said, "Well, you've heard about the wise man coming to see Jesus." I said, "Yes."
她说，那么你听过博士们来见耶稣的故事吗？我说听过。
And she said, "Well, what was wise man?"
那么她问，那些博士是什么人呢
？Oh, I said, "It was just wise man, all I know."
哦，我说我所知道的只是他们是博士。
She said, "Well, what is a wise man?"
他说但博士是什么人呢
She said the same thing that I am, an astrologist, stargazer they call him.
他说是同我一样的人星占学家他们被人称为观星者。
And she said, you know, before God does anything in the earth, he always declares in the heavens.
他又说你知道神凡是要在地上行事之前总是先在天上宣告出来。
And then on the earth.
然后才成就在地上。
And I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
And she said, well, she called two or three stars.
她说那么，接着她就说了两三个星星的名字。
Like Mars, Jupiter, and Venus, it wasn't them.
好像火星、木星和金星，当然她说的不是这三个星球。
But she said they crossed their paths and come together and made.
他说这些星星的轨道交错相会在一起形成
said there was three wise men that come to meet the Lord Jesus
他说有三位博士来见主耶稣
and one was from the lineage of Ham and one Shem and another Japheth
一位是来自韩的后裔一位是闪的后裔一位是亚佛的后裔
and said when they met together at Bethlehem
他说当他们相会在伯利恒的时候
The three stars that they were from,
那三颗代表他们血统的星就
Every person on earth said it has something to do with the stars.
每个在地上的人都跟天上的星星有关他说
said, ask that sailor there, when the moon goes out and the heavenly planet goes out,
你可以问问这位水手月亮星辰的出现
the tide doesn't go with it and come in. I said, I don't have to ask him that, I know that.
是否与海水的涨落有关我说不必问他我也知道。
And she said, well, your birth has something to do with the stars up there.
于是他又说这样你的出生是与天上的星星有关的。
And I said, well, that I don't know.
我说这我就不知道了。
And she said, now these three wise men came.
他说这三位博士来了。
And said, when they, three stars, when they come from different directions and they met at Bethlehem.
他说当那三颗星带领那三位博士来自不同的方向在伯利恒会了面。
And they said, they found out and consulted.
他们说他们发现并磋商之后就
One was from the lineage of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah.
他们三位分别是挪亚的三个儿子闪、韩、亚佛的后裔。
And she said, then they come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说然后他们就来敬拜主耶稣基督。
And said, when they departed, said they brought gifts and put to him.
他说当他们离开时他们带来了礼物献给他。
And so Jesus Christ said in his ministry,
他说耶稣基督在他传道时说过
that when this gospel has been preached to all the world, Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people,
当这福音传遍世上万民时也就是闪、韩、亚佛的子孙时
then he would come again.
他就会再来。
And she said, now those planets, heavenly planets,
他说那些天上的星体
As they move around, so they separated.
他们相会之后就分开了。
They've never been on the earth since, no one.
从那时起，他们从未出现在地球之上。
But that ever so many hundred years, they cross their cycles like this.
但是每隔几百年，他们的轨道又会像这样交汇。
If there had to be an astronomer here, you might know what she's talking about. I don't.
如果这里碰巧一位天文学家的话，他可能会知道他所说的，但我不懂。
So when she's talking, said they cross like that, and said in commemoration of the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind when God gave His Son.
他继续说下去，他们像那样交汇，为了纪念那赐给人类最伟大的礼物，也就是神的儿子。
When these planets cross themselves again.
当那些星星再次交汇时
，What said He sends another gift to the earth.
那么他说，神就赐给世人另一个礼物。
And said, "You were born on the crossing of that time."
他说，你就是出生在那个交汇的时刻。
And I said, "That's the reason I knew it."
这就是为什么我知道你生日的原因。
Well, and I said, "Lady, the first place I don't believe anything about it. I'm not religious, and I don't want to hear no more about it."
那么我就说，女士，首先我不相信你说的任何一件事，我没有什么信仰。也不想再听任何与此有关的事。
Walked away.
说完我就走开了。
And so I cut her off pretty short. So I went on out.
我就这样截断了他的话题，所以我下了车。
And every time I get around one of them, that's the way it would be.
每一次我遇见他们这种人都是这样。
And I thought, why does them devils do that?
我就想，为什么这些邪灵会这样说呢？
Then the preacher saying, that's the devil, that's the devil. They had me believing it.
然而那些传道人却说那是魔鬼那是魔鬼，他们让我相信了这点。
And then that night up there, when he referred to that, I asked him.
所以那天晚上在旧木屋那儿，当天使说到这点时，我就问他。
I said, well, why is it all them mediums and things like that and them devil-possessed people?
我说，那么为什么所有那些灵媒以及像那样的人，那些被鬼附的人。
That always tell me about it, and the clergy that my brethren tell me that it's of the evil spirit.
总是告诉我那迹象是来自神的，而传道人们，我的弟兄们，却说那是出自邪灵的呢。
Now listen to what he said. This one who's hanging over there in the picture.
现在注意听他说的，他也就是在那张照片中悬挂着的那一位。
He said, "As it was then, so is it now."
他说，那时怎样，现在也是怎样。
And he began to refer to me.
他开始把经文指给我看，他说
That when the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ began to take place,
当我们主耶稣基督开始他的事工时
the ministers said he was Beelzebub the devil.
那些牧师们说他是别西卜，是魔鬼。
But the devils said he was the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel.
但鬼魔们却说他是神的儿子，是以色列中的圣者。
Devils, and look at Paul and Barnabas when they're up there preaching.
鬼魔们认得出主耶稣，再看看保罗和希拉传道时的情景。
The minister said these men turned the world upside down. They're evil. They're the devil.
那些牧师们说这些人搅乱天下，他们是邪恶的，是出自魔鬼的。
And a little old fortune teller out on the street.
而街上那个算命的
recognize that Paul and Barnabas is man of God said they're a man of God who tell us the way of life
却认出了保罗和希拉是属神的人，他说他们是神的仆人，对你们传讲救人的道。
Is that right?
是这样吗？
Spiritualists and soothsayers, demon possessed people
通灵术、占卜者和被鬼附的人都知道。
But we get so sour down on theology,
而我们却因神学理论而变得如此贫乏
till we don't know nothing about the Spirit,
以致我们对圣灵一无所知。
I hope you love me after this.
我希望你们听完之后还依然爱我。
But that's what it is. I mean Pentecost too.
但这是事实，我说的也包括了五旬节派信徒。
That's right.
是的。
Just shouting and dancing around doesn't mean you know anything about the Spirit.
只是喊叫四处跳着并不意味着你认识圣灵。
It's personal contact.
这是个人与神的接触。
Face to face.
面对面的。
That's what you need.
那才是你所需要的。
That's the kind of church God's fixing to raise up.
那才是神准备要兴起的教会。
That's right, when they come together in unity and power and spirit.
是的，信徒们同心合一的带着能力来到一起，在圣灵里面。
And he referred to that.
那位天使指出了这些事情。
And he told me how that the ministry misunderstood it.
他告诉我牧师们是怎样误解了。
And assured me that the ministry had misunderstood it.
他向我肯定牧师们误解了这点。
And when he told me all about this and how that Jesus,
当他告诉我有关这方面的所有事情，并且耶稣，
I said, "But what about this? These things that happened to me?"
我说，那么发生在我身上的这些事情将会怎样呢？
He said, "That'll multiply and get greater and greater."
你瞧，他说这些事会增加，并且越来越大。
And he referred to me, tell me how Jesus did it.
他告诉我，并向我指出耶稣是怎么做的。
How did he come? And he was possessed with a power that could foreknow things.
他怎样来到世上，带着一个预知的大能。
And tell the women at the well, claim not to be a healer.
向井边的那个女人说出了她的隐秘，她声称自己并不是一个医治者。
Claim to do those things just as the Father showed him.
声称唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
I said, well, what kind of a spirit would that be? He said it was the Holy Spirit.
我问，那么那是种什么样的灵呢？他说，那是圣灵。
Then something there happened inside of me.
就在那时，我心里忽然醒悟了过来。
That I realized that the very thing that I turned my back on was what God brought me here for.
我意识到我所逃避的这件事，正是神要我来这世上的目的。
And I realized that it was just like those Pharisees in the days gone by.
也意识到那些人正如过去的法利赛人一样，
They had misinterpreted the scripture to me.
他们向我错误地解释了经文。
So from then on I took my own interpretation of it, what the Holy Spirit said.
从那以后，圣灵所说的就成为我对此事的解释。
I told him I'd go, he said I'll be with you.
我告诉他我愿意去，他说我会与你同在。
And the angel stepped into the light again.
那天使又走进了那道光之中。
They began to come around and around and around and around and around his feet like that, went up into the light and went out of the building.
那光开始一圈一圈一圈一圈这样的环绕着他的脚，他深入光中，然后离开了木屋。
I went home a new person.
我回家时已是一个新的人了。
Walked over to the church and told the people about it.
我走去了教会，告诉了他们所有这一切。
On Sunday night.
那是在星期天的晚上。
And on the Wednesday night, they brought a woman there, one of Mayo's nurses dying with cancer.
就在那个星期三的晚上，他们把一位妇女带来了教会，她是美玉诊所的一位护士，因患癌症快要死了。
Nothing but a shadow.
她看上去只是皮包骨头了。
When I walked down to take a hold of her, there come a vision before shoulder back nursing again.
当我走了下去，要去握她手的时候，我看到了一个异象。看到他又在做护理工作了。
And she's on the list in Louisville, been dead for years.
他现在仍在路易斯维尔的护士名单上，到现在他本来已经是死了很多年的了。
There she is at Jeffersonville now nursing, been nursing for years.
他现在在杰弗森维尔做护士，已经做了很多年了。
For I looked up there and I seen that vision.
当时我抬起头来，看到了那个异象。
I turned around hardly knowing what I was doing.Stand there.
我转过身来站在那里，几乎不知道自己在做什么。
I quivered when they first brought that case and laid it down there.
开始当他们把它抬进来放在地上时，我颤抖了。
And the nurses and things standing around her, her laying there, her face all sunk in, her eyes way back, Margie Morgan.
护士们以及其他人围在她四周，她就躺在那儿，她的脸凹了进去，眼睛深陷在里面，她叫玛姬·摩根。
If you want to write to her, that's 411 Knoblo Avenue, Jeffersonville, Indiana.
如果你要写信给她的话，地址是411号诺布勒克林荫道，杰弗逊维尔，印第安纳州。
Or write to Clark County Hospital, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Let her give you the testimony.
或者写去克拉克县医院，杰弗逊维尔，印第安纳州，让她告诉你她的见证。
Now look down there.
我低头看下去。
And that first case there to see here come out, there come a vision.
那是我的第一个病例，接着我看到了那个异象。
I've seen that woman nursing again, walking around good and strong and healthy.
我又看到这个女人在护理病人，四处走动，她看上去很好，很强壮，很健康。
I said, Thus saith the Lord, you'll live and not die.
我说，主如此说，你将活着，不会死。
Her husband, a very high man in this world's things.
她的丈夫在这个社会上算是很有名望的人。
Looked at me like that. I said, Sir, don't you fear, your wife will live.
她这样看着我，我说，先生，你不要怕，你的太太会活下去的。
He called me outside, said, call two or three doctors, said, you know them? I said, yes.
她把我叫到外面，提起两三个医生的名字，问我说，你认识他们吗？我说，认识。
Well, I said, I played golf with him. He said, the cancer wrapped around her intestines, you can't even wash her out with an enema.
他说，我与其中的一位医生一起打高尔夫球，那位医生说，癌细胞已扩散到他的整个内脏，甚至不能用灌肠器为他灌洗。
I said, I don't care what she's got.
我说，我不在乎他得的是什么。
Something down in here, I seen a vision.
我已看到了一个异象。
That man that told me said, whatever I seen to say it, then it would be so.
那位天使告诉过我，他说，无论我在异象中看到的是什么，说出来，事情就必成就。
And he's told me and I believe it.
他是这样告诉我的，我相信他所说的。
Praise God, a few days from then she's doing her washing, going around.
赞美神，没几天他就可以洗刷，四处走动了。
She weighs about 165 pounds now in perfect health.
他现在体重大约165磅，身体非常健康。
Then when I accepted, away it went.
所以自从我接受了这个使命后，事情就发展得很快。
Then Robert Daugherty called me and here it went out down through Texas across the world.
然后罗伯特·道和蒂打电话给我，这事工就从这里开始，遍及德克萨斯州以及整个世界。
And one night, only about four or five times out.
有一天晚上。
I couldn't understand, speaking in tongues and so forth.
我以前不明白说方言这些事情。
I believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, believed that people could speak in tongues.
我相信圣灵的洗，相信人们会说方言。
One night when I was walking out onto the, in the cathedral, San Antonio, Texas.
有天晚上在德克萨斯州圣安东尼的一个大教堂，当我走向讲台时。
Walking out there, a little fellow sitting up here began to speak in tongues like a shotgun firing.
我走了出来，有个人坐在那里像机关枪似的讲起方言来。
Or machine gun rapidly.
像机关枪一样非常快。
Way back there, a fellow raised up and said, Thus saith the Lord.
在会堂非常非常后面的地方，有个人站了起来，一方言说，主如此说。
The man that's walking to the platform is going forward with a ministry that was ordained of Almighty God.
走向讲台的这个人正在开始一个全能神所命定的事工。
And John the Baptist was sent as the first forerunner of the coming of Jesus Christ.
就像施洗约翰被差遣作为耶稣基督第一次到来的先驱。
So he packs a message that'll cause the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他所带来的信息将引起主耶稣基督的第二次到来。
I like to sunk in my shoes.
我当时几乎要站不住了。
I looked up. I said, "Do you know that man?" He said, "No, sir."
我抬起头来说，你认识那个异方言的人吗？他说，不认识，先生。
I said, "Do you know him?" He said, "No, sir."
我问那个异方言的，你认识他吗？他说，不认识，先生。
I said, "Do you know me?" He said, "No, sir."
我说，你认识我吗？他回答说，不认识，先生。
I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I read it in the paper, and this is the first night of the meeting."
我又问，你怎么知道来这里的？他说，我在报纸上看到的，那是聚会的第一天晚上。
I looked over there, I said, "How'd you come here?"
我望着那位讲方言的人说，你怎么会来到这里的呢？
He said, "Some of my people told me that you was going to be here, a divine healer, and I come."
他说，我的一些朋友告诉我说你会到这里，一位神医，于是我就来了。
I said, "Don't you all know one another?"
我问，你们彼此不认识吗？
He said, "No."
他说，不认识。
Oh my! There I've seen that the very power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 就在那里我看到了圣灵的大能。
For one time back there, I thought it was wrong.
我曾经以为那是错误的。
And I know that I, this same angel of God was associated with them people that had those things.
我知道这同一位神的天使是与那些拥有这些恩赐的人有关的。
Although they had thrown in a lot of mix up and a lot of babbling in it.
尽管他们其中有许多假的，有许多谬误。
But in there was a genuine article. Jesus Christ.
但其中是有货真价实的。
And I've seen that it was true.
我看到了那是真实的。
Oh, years passed by and in the meetings of people would see the visions and so forth.
哦，许多年来在聚会中人们看到这恩赐的彰显，看到异象等等这些事。
One time a photographer caught it in the picture when I was standing down somewhere in Arkansas, I believe it was.
有一次一位摄影师拍到了他的照片，我相信那是在阿肯色的什么地方。
In a meeting about like this, an auditorium about like this.
像今天这样的聚会，那会堂大小跟这差不多。
Now I'm standing trying to explain it.
我正站在那里试着解释这恩赐。
People knew they're sitting listening.
人们都坐着仔细听。
Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterians and so forth.
有卫理公会信徒、浸信会信徒、长老会信徒等等。
And then I had to look coming in the door. Here it come, going.
我碰着抬头一看，就看到他从门口进来，这样呼呼的发出响声。
I said I will not have to speak anymore, for here it comes now.
我说我不用多说了，因为他已经在这里了。
And it moved up, and people began screaming.
他一上了讲台，人们开始尖叫起来。
Come up to where it was and settle down around, just as it was settling down.
那火柱来到我所站之处，就停在我的身边。就在他停下来的那一刻，
A minister ran up and said, "Hey, I see that."
一位传道人跑上来说：“嘿，我看到了。
”And it struck him as blind as he could be, staggered back.
那火柱照着他什么也看不到，他跌跌撞撞的往后退去。
You can look at his picture right there in the book and see it.
你们在书上可以看到他的照片。
As he staggered back with his head down like that, you can see his picture, and there it is, settled down.
当他往后退的时候，他的头是像那样低着的，你们可以看到他的照片，他就停在那儿。
Just a newspaper photographer caught it that time.
一位报社的摄影师就在那一刻把他拍了下来。
But the Lord wasn't ready.
但这还不是主让火柱被完整拍下来的时候。
And one night at Houston, Texas.
有天晚上在德克萨斯州的休斯顿，成千上万的人，我们有八千多人在那个什么地方，在那个音乐厅。
Come back over to the great Sam Houston Coliseum.
山姆休斯顿圆形歌舞场那里。
And there in that debate that night when a Baptist preacher said.
那晚市场辩论会，一位浸信会的传道人说
I wasn't nothing but a low down hypocrite and an imposter, a religious imposter.
我只是个低级的伪君子，一个冒牌货，宗教骗子。
Ought to be run out of the city and he ought to be the one to do it.
我应当被赶出城去，而他应当是那位赶我出去的。
Brother Bosworth said, Brother Branham, would you let something like that happen? Call his hand.
波斯沃弟兄说，伯拉罕弟兄，你会让这样的事发生吗？跟他摊牌吧。
I said, no, sir.
我说不，先生。
I do not believe in fussing.
我不相信争闹的。
The gospel is not made to fuss, it's made to live.
福音不是用来争闹的，而是用来活出来的。
I said, no matter how you convince him, he goes just the same way.
我说不管你怎样要使他信服，他还是会依然如故的。
I said, he wouldn't make him any difference. If God can't speak to his heart, how can I?
我说那不会使他有任何改变。如果神不能向他的心说话，我又怎么能够呢？
Next day come out, says it shows what they're made out of, the Houston Chronicle.
第二天，那个传道人在休斯顿纪元报上说，这暴露了他们的真面目。
Says shows what they're made out of, they're afraid to take up for what they're preaching.
他说，这暴露了他们的真面目，他们害怕为他们传讲的而接受挑战。
Old Brother Bosworth come up to me, being way in his 70s then, lovely old brother.
波斯沃老弟兄来见我，那是他已经七十多岁了，可爱的老弟兄。
Put his arm around me, said Brother Branham.
他用手搂着我的肩头说，伯拉罕弟兄。
He said, you mean you're not going to take that up? I said, no, Brother Bosworth. No, sir.
他说，你是说你不会接受那个挑战？我说，是的，波斯沃弟兄，我不会的，先生。
I'm not going to take it up. I said, don't do no good.
我说，我不会接受这个挑战的，这没有任何好处。
I said, this causes fussing when we leave the platform.
我说，当我们离开讲台后，留下的只会是纷争。
I said, I'm holding a meeting now and I don't want to get the things all tore up like that.
我说，我现在正在举办这个聚会，我不想像这样把事情全搞乱了。
I said, just let him go ahead.
我说，就让他去吧。
I said, that's all, he's just rattling.
我说，没别的，他只是吵闹不已而已。
I said, we've had him before and it doesn't do any good to talk to him.
我说，我们以前也有过他们这种人，跟他们谈是没用的。
I said, they'll go right away holding themselves. I said, if they once receive the knowledge of the truth.
我说他们会立刻走开，他们自己有自己的一套。我说如果他们一旦接受了真理的知识。
And then they won't receive it. The Bible said they've crossed the separating line and they'll never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
然后又不接受他，圣经说他们越过了那条分界线，今生或是来世永不得赦免。
They call it the devil and they can't help it.
他们称之为魔鬼。他们就要这么做。
They're possessed with a religious spirit, which is the devil.
他们拥有一种宗教性的灵，也就是魔鬼。
How many knows that's true?
有多少人知道这是真理？
Yeah, the devil's spirit is religious, yes, sir.
知道魔鬼的灵是宗教性的，是的，先生。
Just as fundamental as they can be.
他们是非常正统的。
And so then, that didn't go very good. When I said fundamental, but that's true.
是的，当我用正统这个词时，许多人不以为然，但那是真的。
Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof.
有金钱的外貌，却否定了神的能力。
That's right, signs and wonders what vindicates God always.
正是这样，神迹奇事才是印证神的，总是这样。
He said it would be in the last days the same thing.
并且他说，在末后的日子，同样的事将会发生。
And notice, old brother Bosworth, He was going to come with me, and he's kind of tired. He's come back from Japan.
那我们注意了，波斯沃老弟兄，他本来要和我一起来的，但他有点累了。他刚从日本回来。
He's going to be here. He's going on to be at Lubbock with me.
他今晚本来要在这里的，他要和我一起去鲁布克。
So he had a little bad cold, so he couldn't come on this, and he and his wife.
他有点感冒，重感冒，所以他和太太不能前来。
And so.He all thought he looked like Caleb.
大家都说波斯沃弟兄看起来像加勒。
He stood there. He said, "Well, Brother Branham, that very dignified look, you know." He said, "Let me go do it."
他站在那里，他说：“那么伯拉罕弟兄，你知道他带着那种尊严，他说就让我去吧。
”And he said, "If you don't want to," I said, "Oh, Brother Bosworth, I don't want you to. You go fussing."
他说：“如果你不想去的话，我说哦，波斯沃弟兄，我不想让你去。”你去会争闹的。
He said, there won't be one word of fussing.
他说我不会说半句争闹的话。
Now just before close, listen to this.
注意我就要快讲完了，听着。
He went down there and said, if you won't fuss, all right.
我说如果你不会争闹，那好吧。
Said, I promise not to fuss.
他说我保证不会去争闹的，他就去了。
Around 30,000 people gathered for that auditorium that night.
那天晚上约有30,000人聚集在那个大会堂。
Brother Wood sitting over here was present at the time.
坐在那边的伍德弟兄那天也在场。
And is sitting in that auditorium.
也在那个大会堂里。
And my boy said, or my wife said, you're not going down to that meeting. I said, no.
我太太说你不去参加那个聚会吗？我说不去。
I wouldn't go down there hearing fussing. No, sir. I wouldn't go down there and listen to it.
我不会去那里听他们争辩的，不会的，先生。我不会去那里想听那样的争论。
When nighttime comes, something said, "Go on down there."
当夜幕降临时，有什么对我说，下到那儿去。
I got a taxi cab.
我就叫了辆出租车。
My brother, wife, and my children, we went out. And I went way up in balcony 30, way high, like that, and sit down.
和我弟弟、我太太以及孩子们一起去了。我在楼上非常上面的地方找了个位置坐了下来。
Old brother Bosworth walked out there just like an old diplomat, you know.
波斯沃老弟兄就像一位老练的外交家一样走了出来，你知道。
He copied off some. He had 600 different promises of the Bible copied off there.
他抄了圣经上600多处有关今日神医治的应许。
He said, "Now, Dr. Beth."
他说，贝斯博士。
If you will come up here and will take one of these promises and disprove it by the Bible.
现在请你上到这里来，取其中任何一个应许，用圣经来反证它。
Every one of these promises is in the Bible pertaining to Jesus Christ healing the sick in this day.
这些应许的每一个都是在圣经中，是属于今日耶稣基督医治病人的。
If you can take one of these promises and by the Bible contradict it with the Bible.
如果你能取其中的任何一个应许，根据圣经，用圣经证实，那是相抵触的。
I'll sit down, shake your hand, say you're right.
那么我就坐下来，与你握手，说你是对的。
He said, "I'll take care of that when I get up there. He wanted the light so he could rub off on Brother Bosworth." See,
贝斯先生说，轮到我上台时，我会处理的。他想最后上台，这样他就有机会挖苦波斯沃弟兄。你瞧。
So Brother Bosworth said, "Well, Brother Beth, I'll ask you one."
因此波斯沃弟兄就说，那好，贝斯先生，我只问你一个问题。
And if you'll answer me yes or no.
你只要回答我是还是不是。
Said, "Will you settle the debate right now?"
他说，这样我们马上就可以结束今天的辩论。
And he said, "I'll take care of that."
贝斯先生说，我会处理的。
And he asked the moderator if he could ask, and said, "Yes."
博士沃弟兄就问仲裁者，他是否能问贝斯先生问题。回答说，可以。
He said, "Brother Beth, was the redemptive names of Jehovah applied to Jesus, yes or no?"
波斯沃弟兄问，贝斯弟兄，耶和华的所有救赎性的名称是否适用于耶稣，是还是不是？
I settled it.
这个问题解决了这场辩论。
That was all.
一切都解决了。
I'll tell you, I just felt something was going all through me. I never thought of that myself.
我告诉你，我感到全身都舒畅。我自己以前从没这样想过。瞧，我心里说，哦，贝斯先生答不上来。
He said, "Well, Dr. Beth, I'm alarmed."
这个问题给他打了个死结。博士沃弟兄说，贝斯博士，我为此感到惊讶。
He said, "I'll take care of that, but I'm alarmed that you can't answer my weakest question."
贝斯先生说，我倒是会处理的。博士沃弟兄说，我感到惊讶，你竟然回答不了我最简单的一个问题。
He just as cool as a cucumber. He knew where he was standing.
波斯沃弟兄冷静得像条黄瓜一样，他知道他的立场。
So then he just sat down there at that scripture, said, "Take your 30 minutes. I'll answer after that."
所以波斯沃弟兄就着这些经文讲开了。贝斯先生说，你说完你那30分钟，在此之后我会回答的。
And old Brother Bosworth sat there and tucked that scripture and tied that man in such a place till his face was so red you could have struck a match on it nearly.
波斯沃老弟兄站在那里，运用那些经文把贝斯先生捆得死死的。贝斯先生的脸红到你几乎可以在上面插火柴了。
He raised up there angry, threw the papers across the floor.
后来贝斯先生站了起来，非常生气，把那些纸扔了出去。
Got up there and preached a good camel-like sermon.
他上到那儿传讲了一堂非常好的坎贝尔派的讲道。
I was a Baptist, I know what they believe.
我以前也是浸信会的，我知道他们信的是什么。
He's preaching on the resurrection. When this mortal puts on immortality, then we'll have divine healing.
他传讲的是有关复活的事，当这朽坏的变成不朽坏的，那时我们才会有神的医治。
Oh my! Why do we need divine healing if we're immortal?
哦、oh, ，但是当我们已经变成了不朽坏的之后，为什么还需要神的医治呢？
When this mortal puts on immortality, the resurrection of the dead.
当朽坏的变成不朽坏的，在死人复活那时才需要神的医治吗？
He even doubted the miracle that Jesus did on Lazarus.
他甚至怀疑耶稣行在拿撒路身上的神迹。
Said he died again, that was just a temporary thing.
他说那只是暂时性的，因为拿撒路还是死了。
See? And when he got through like that, he said, "Bring forth that divine healer, let me see him perform."
瞧，在他像那样讲完之后，他说，把那医治者带出来，让我看看他是如何医治的。
They had a little puddle, and Brother Bosworth said,
他们起了一点骚动，波斯沃弟兄说，
"I'm surprised at you, Brother Beth, not answering one question that I asked him."
我对你感到有点惊讶，贝斯弟兄， 你竟然没有回答我提出的任何一个问题。
And so he got real frantic then.
然后贝斯先生变得真的狂怒起来。
He said, bring that divine healer forth and let me see him perform.
他说把那位医治者叫出来让我看看他是如何医治的。
He said, Brother Vest, do you believe in people being saved?
波斯伍弟兄问贝斯弟兄你相信人们得救的事吗
He said, sure.
他说当然相信。
He said, would you want to be called a divine savior?
那你愿意被人称为救赎者吗
He said, certainly not.
他说当然不愿意。
That would make you a divine savior because you preach salvation of the soul.
波斯伍弟兄说你不会因为传讲灵魂的救恩而成为一位救赎主吧
He said, well, certainly not.
他说当然不会。
He said, neither does it make Brother Branham a divine healer by preaching divine healing for the body.
波斯伍弟兄说同样的伯拉罕弟兄并不因为传讲神医治我们的身体就成为一位医治者。
He's not a divine healer, he points people to Jesus Christ.
伯拉罕弟兄不是一位医治者他只是把人们引向耶稣基督。
And he said, bring him forth, let me see him perform, let me look at the people a year from today and I'll tell you where I believe it or not.
贝斯先生说把他叫上来让我看看他是怎样行医治的让我看看今天得医治的人从今天起算一年的时间然后我会告诉你我是否相信神的医治
Brother Bosworth said Brother Best that sounds like another case of Calvary come down off the cross and we'll believe you
波斯伍弟兄说贝斯弟兄这听起来很像在加略山上的那个例子从十字架上下来我们就相信你
And so oh man he really blew up
瞧所以贝斯先生那是真的是怒气冲天。
He said, let me see him perform, let me see him perform.
他喊起来让我看看他是怎么行的让我看看。
The moderators made him sit down.
仲裁们要他坐下。
He walked over and a Pentecostal preacher stand there, he just smacked him all the way across the platform.
他就向一边走去有位五旬节派的传道人正好站在那里他就猛撞一下把那人从讲台这边撞到那边。
And so they stopped him then.
所以那时他们就拦住了他。
So Brother Bosworth said, here, here, no, no.
波斯伍弟兄看到了就说嗨嗨不可以不可以。
So the moderators made him sit down.
所以那些仲裁人不得不强迫贝斯先生坐下来。
Raymond Ritchie raised up said,
雷蒙瑞奇就站起来说
Is this the attitude of the Southern Baptist Convention? Said you Baptist ministers.
这就是南部浸信会人的态度吗你们这些浸信会的牧师们。
Did the Southern Baptist Convention send this man over here, or did he come on his own?
这个人是南部浸信会委派的，还是他自己来的呢
？They wouldn't answer. He said, "I asked you. He knew him every one."
他们没有回答。他又说：“我问你们，他认识他们每一个人。
”They said he come on his own.
他们回答说：“是他自己来的。
”Because I know Baptists believe in divine healing too.
因为我知道浸信会也相信神的医治。
So then he said, "He come on his own."
所以他们说他是自己来的。
So then, here's what happened then.
所以这就是当时所发生的情景。
Then Brother Bosworth said, I know Brother Branham's in a meeting. If he wants to come and dismiss the audience, very well.
然后波斯伍弟兄说我知道伯兰弟兄在聚会中。如果他愿意来结束今天的聚会的话那很好。
So Howard said, you sit still. I said, I'm sitting still.
我的弟弟赫华德对我说你别动。我说我没动。
And just then,Something come around, began to whirl around, and I knew it was the angel of the Lord.
就在那时，有什么东西来了，开始在四周回旋。我知道那是主的天使。
Said, Rise up.
他说，站起来。
About 500 people put their hands together like this, made aisle come down to the platform.
大约500人像这样彼此拉着手，形成一条通道。我就走上了讲台。
I said, friends, I'm not no divine healer, I'm your brother.
我说，朋友们。我不是医治者，只是你们的弟兄。
I said, Brother Best, with no, or Brother Best, I said, with no disregards to you, my brother, not at all.
我说，贝斯弟兄，我并非不尊重你，一点也没有这个意思。
You have a right to your conviction, so do I.
你有权利相信自己所确信的，我也一样。
I said, of course, you see, you couldn't prove your point by Brother Bosworth.
我又说，当然。你看你无法证明你的观点来驳倒波斯伍弟兄。
Neither could you bet anybody that's well read in the Bible that knows those things.
你也无法驳倒任何熟悉圣经的人知道这些事情的人。
I said, and as far as healing people, I cannot heal them, Brother Beth.
我说至于医治病人贝斯弟兄我不能医治他们。
But I'm here every night. If you want to see the Lord perform miracles, come on over.
但我每天晚上都在这里，如果你想看主行神迹的话，就过来吧。
He does it every night.
他每晚都行神迹。
And he said, I'd like to see you heal somebody, let me look at him. You might hypnotize him with your hypnotism, but said, I'd like to see it in a year from there.
他说，我想要看你医治病人，然后让我观察他们。你也许用催眠术把他们催眠了，我要观察他们一年。
I said, well, you'd have a right to check them, Brother Beth.
我说，贝斯弟兄，你有权去查看他们。
He said, nothing but you bunch of numbskull holy rollers believe in such stuff as that.
他说，只有你们这群愚蠢的圣鬼伦才会相信这种东西。
Baptists don't believe in no such nonsense.
浸信会信徒不相信这些胡言乱语的。
Brother Bosworth said, just a moment.
波斯沃弟兄说，你等一下。
Said, how many people out there in these 2 weeks meeting here?
在这两个星期的聚会中，这里有多少人？
They're standing, good standing with these fine Baptist churches here in Houston.
是与休斯顿这里的浸信派教会关系良好。
That can prove that you've been healed by Almighty God while Brother Branham's been here and over 300 stood up.
并且能够证明自从伯拉罕弟兄来到之后你得到了全能神的医治的有300多人站了起来。
So what about that?
波斯沃弟兄说这又如何解释呢
He said they're not Baptists.
贝斯先生说他们不是浸信会信徒。
Said anybody can testify anything, that still doesn't make it right.
他说，任何人都可以为任何事作证，但那并不证明那是正确的。
Said God's word says it's right. You can't withstand that.
波斯沃弟兄说，神的话说这是正确的，你不能抵挡他。
And the people says it's right. You can't back that down. So what are you going to do about it?
大家说这是正确的，而你还是不承认，那么你对此要到底怎样呢
？See like that.I said, Brother Best, I only tell what's truth.
瞧，就像那样，我说，贝斯弟兄，我说的只是真理。
And if I'm truthful, God's obligated to back up the truth.
如果我说的是真话，神就有义务来证实真理。
I said, if he won't back up the truth, then he isn't God.
我说，如果神不证实真理的话，那他就不是神。
I said, I do not heal people.
我说我没有医治病人。
I was born with a gift to see things, see it happen.
我生来就有一个恩赐，可以看见异象，看到事情的成就。
I said I know I'm misunderstood.
我说我知道我被人误解。
But I can do no more than fulfill the conviction of my heart.
但我能做的只是去实现我心中所确信的。
I said I believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead.
我说我相信耶稣基督从死里复活了圣灵来了并显示异象等等
If that's question, drop around and find out.
如果你怀疑的话就来这里找出真相吧
I said, that's all.
我说就是这样
But I said, but for myself, I can do nothing of my own self.
我说至于我自己本身不能做什么
And I said, if I tell the truth, God's obligated to me to witness that it is the truth.
如果我说的是真理，神对我有义务为我证实那是真理。
And about that time, something went.
就在那时，有什么东西发出呼的响声。
Here he comes, coming right down.
他来了，直接的下来了。
And the American Photographer Association, the Douglas Studios in Houston, Texas.
美国摄影协会在德克萨斯休斯顿的道格拉斯摄影室
having the big camera set there, they're forbidden to take pictures, shot the picture.
在那里设置了一架大摄影机他们不允许拍照的拍下了那张照片
When they were there to take pictures of Mr. Best,
他们本来是给贝斯先生拍照的
And he said, before I went down there,
在我下去之前他说
He said, wait a minute, I've got six glossies coming here.
他说等一下我要在这里拍六张闪亮的照片。
He said, here, shoot my picture now. And he put his finger in that old saintly man's nose like that.
他说这里现在拍下来他用手这样指着那位老圣徒的鼻子。
He said, now take my picture, and he did.
他说现在把我拍下来他们就拍了。
Then he drew his fist and put it up, said, now take my picture, and they took it like that. Then he's done like that, and posed for his picture.
然后他举起拳头说现在拍下这张照片他们就这样拍了下来。他就这样摆出姿势拍照片。
He said, "You'll see this in my magazine like that."
他这样说，你们在我的杂志上会看到这些照片的。
Brother Bosworth stood there, never said a thing.
波斯沃弟兄只是站在那儿，一句话也没说。
Then they just took the picture of this.
然后他们就拍下了这张照片。
On the road home that night, Catholic boy took it.
那天晚上在回家的路上，那位摄影师是位天主教徒。
He said to this other boy, he said, "What do you think about that?"
他问另一位同伴，他说，你对这事的看法怎样？
He said, "I know I criticized it."
他的同伴说，我知道我批评过他。
That guard left that woman's throat. I said he hypnotized her.
当那甲状腺肿块从那女人的喉咙掉下来时，我说他催眠了那女人。
He said, "I could have been wrong on that."
他说，这事我可能错了。
He said, "What do you think about that picture?"
他又问，你对那张照片怎样看？
I don't know.
他同伴说，我不知道。
They put it in the acid. Here's his picture. You can ask him if you want to.
他们回到暗房，把底片放入显药水中，照片就在这里。如果你们想的话，你可以问这位摄影师。
They went home. He sat there and smoked a cigarette.
他们回家后，这位摄影师在外面抽了支烟。
When he pulled out one of Brother Bosworth, it was negative.
然后进去拉出一张波斯沃弟兄的照片，是空白的。
Pulled out two, three, four, five, six, and every one of them was blank.
再拉出第二张、第三张、第四、第五、第六张，每张都是空白的。
God would not permit the picture of his sainted old man standing there.
神不允许他的老圣徒站在那儿。
Well, that hypocrite with his nose, hand, fish shaking under his nose like that, he wouldn't permit it.
而那个伪君子像那样在他鼻子底下挥动拳头指手画脚的照片被拍下来，他不允许的。
They pulled out the next one, and here it was.
他们又拉出下一张照片，那个火柱就在上面。
The man had a heart attack. They said that night.
他们说那人当晚心脏病发作了。
And they sent this negative to Washington D.C. It was copyrighted, sent back.
他们将这张底片送去华盛顿特区，这张照片被授予版权后送了回来。
And George J. Lacy.
乔治拉西。
The head of the FBI and fingerprinting document and so forth.
美国联邦调查局负责指纹及可疑文件等等的主管。
One of the greatest there is in the whole world.
是全世界最知名的专家之一。
Was brought there and kept 2 days on it to test camera lights, everything else.
被请到这里来，那底片留在他那两天，他检验了照相机，用各种光线以及其他方法进行了鉴定。
When we come that afternoon, he said, "Reverend Branham, I've been a critic of yours too."
那天下午当我们去他的办公室时，他说，伯拉罕牧师，我也曾是一个批评你的人。
He said, "I said it was psychology."
他说，我说那是心理作用。
Somebody said they seen them lights and things like that.
有人说他们看到了光以及诸如此类的东西。
And said, "You know, the old hypocrite used to say that, he meant the unbeliever."
他说，你知道以前那些伪君子总是这样说的，他是指那些不信的人。
Them pictures around that.A halo around Christ, around the saints.
那些照片在基督的头上，圣徒的头上有光圈的那种照片。
He said that was just simply psychology.
他说那只是心理作用。
But said Reverend Branham.
但他说伯拉罕牧师。
The mechanical eye of this camera won't take psychology.
但照相机的机械镜头是无法拍下心理学的。
The light struck the lens, or struck the negative.
那道光是投射在底片上的。
And there it was.
他就这样被拍到了。
And he said, "I submitted over to them." He said, "Oh, mister, do you know what that's worth?"
我把这张照片给了他们。他说，哦，先生，你知道这张照片的价值吗？
And I said, "Not to me, brother, not to me."
我说，不要给我，弟兄，不要给我。
And so he said, "Of course, it'll never come into effect while you're living."
他说当然你活着的时候他不会怎样。
But someday if civilization moves on and Christianity remains,
但有一天如果世界文明继续下去，基督信仰还存留的话，
there'll be something happen about this.
这张照片就不同凡响了。
So friends, tonight,
所以朋友们，如果今晚，
if this is our last meeting on this earth,
是我们在地上最后一次聚会的话，
You and I have sat in the presence of Almighty God.
那么你和我都曾在全能神的面前坐过。
My testimony is true.
我的见证是真实的。
Many, many things that take volumes of books to write it.
有许许多多的事情发生了， 要用许多卷书才能写下来。
But I want you to know,
但我要你们知道
How many in here that's actually without the picture seen the light itself standing around where I've been preaching? Raise your hands all over the building. Anybody that's ever seen it?
在座有多少人不是在照片上，而是确实看过那光停留在我讲到的地方？举起手来，不管你在会堂什么地方，凡是看到过的。
See? About 8 or 10 hands are sitting here.
好的，在座的大约有8只或10只手举了起来。
You say, could they see it, me not see it? Yes, sir.
你问他们能看见，而我却不能？是的，先生。
That star that the wise man was following passed over every observatory. No one's seen it but them.
那些博士们跟随的那颗星越过了每个观察站，可是除了他们，没有一个人看见的。
They were the only one who saw it.
只有他们看见了那颗星。
Elijah was standing there looking at all those chariots on fire and everything else.
以利沙站在那里看着所有的火车、火马以及其他的东西。
And the Gehazi looked around, he couldn't see them anywhere.
但基哈西四处观望，却看不见他们。
God said, open his eyes that he can see, and then he seen them.
以利沙向神祷告说，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。之后他就看见了。
See? But he was a good boy standing there looking around, but he couldn't see it.
瞧，他也是个很好的年轻人，站在那里四处观看，却什么也看不见。
Sure, it's given for some to see and some not to.
确实的，神让某些人看得见，某些人看不见。
And that's true.
的确如此。
But now, you that has never seen it.
你们当中有些人只看到照片中的火柱。
Has never seen it.
而没有亲眼看到。
And you that did see it with your natural eye.
有些人亲眼看见了火柱。
And has never seen the picture, yet the ones that sees the picture has a greater proof than you that seen it with your natural eye.
却没有见过那张照片。其实比起那些亲眼看见火柱的人，那些只见到照片的人看到了更大的证据。
Because you with your natural eye could have been mistaken.
因为你的肉眼可能会看错了。
It could have been an optical illusion, is that right?
可能会是一种光学幻觉，对吗？
But that's not an optical illusion.
但那照片却不是一种光学幻觉。
That's the truth where scientific research proves that it's the truth.
而是真实的，科学研究证明它是真实的。
So the Lord Jesus has did this.
所以主耶稣成就了这事。
What do you think it is then, you say, Brother Branham?
那么你问伯拉罕弟兄，那么你认为它是什么呢？
I believe that it is the same pillar of fire.That led the children of Israel from Egypt to Palestine.
我相信那是带领以色列子民出埃及进入巴勒斯坦的那同一个火柱。
I believe it's the same angel of light that come in the jail and come into Saint Peter and touched him.
我相信那是来到监狱圣徒彼得那里拍醒了他。
And went forward and opened the door and put him out into the light.
为他开门，带他重见光明的那同一个光明的天使。
And I believe it is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我相信他就是耶稣基督，昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的。
Amen. He's the same Jesus today that he was yesterday.
Amen. 今日的耶稣与昔日的耶稣是一样的。
He will be forever the same Jesus.
他永远是这同一位耶稣。
While I'm talking about that same light,
就在我谈论着他的时候，那同一个光
that's on that picture,
就是照片上的那个光
is on standing not 2 feet from where I'm standing right now,
就站在离我不到2指的地方。
That's right. I can't see it with my eyes, but I know it's standing here.
是的，我不能用肉眼看到。但我知道他就站在那儿。
I know it's settling within inside of me right now.
我知道他此刻进入我里面了。
Oh, if you could only know the difference.
哦，真愿你们能明白。
When the power of Almighty God catches and how things look different.
在全能神的大能掌管之下，那是何等的不同，事情看上去是多么不一样。
That's a challenge. Anybody.
那是对每个人的挑战。
I wasn't going to pray for no sick people. I was going to make a committal.
我本来只是想做些个人的见证，并不准备为病人祷告。
But the vision's hanging over the people.
但意象就悬挂在会众的头上。
God knows it.
啊哈，神是知道的。
I ain't going to call no prayer line. I'm just going to leave you sit there. How many of you people don't have a prayer card? Let's see your hand.
我不会叫出祷告队列了，我要大家坐在原位。多少人没有祷告卡的？举起手来。
Somebody don't have a prayer card. Do not have a prayer card.
没有祷告卡的。凡是没有祷告卡的。
Colored lady sitting here. I see you had your hands up. Is that right?
坐在这里的这位黑人女士，我看到你举起了手，是吗？
Just stand up so I can single you out just a minute.
请站起来一下。这样我能让大家都看到你。
I don't know what the Holy Spirit will say.
我不知道圣灵会说什么。
But you're looking at me awfully honest.
但你非常诚挚地望着我。
You have no prayer card?
你没有祷告卡吗？
If Almighty God would reveal to me what's your trouble?
如果全能的神向我揭示你的问题的话。
I'm just doing this for a start, just to get started.
我只是以此作为一个开始，只是做个开始。
You believe me to be, you know, there's nothing.
你相信我是，你知道没有一样。
There's not one good thing about me. If you're a married woman, I'm no more than your husband.
你知道我没有一样是好的。如果你是结了婚的，我就像你丈夫一样的人。
I'm just a man.
我只是个人。
But Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
但耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And he sent his spirit to vindicate these things.
而他差下了圣灵来印证这些事。
If God will tell me what's wrong with you, and you know there's no way me to have contact with you at all.
如果神告诉我你的问题是什么，你知道我是不可能有什么办法与你接触的。
Will you believe with all your heart?
你会全心的相信吗？
God bless you. Then your high blood pressure has left you.
神祝福你，你的高血压已经离开你了。
That's what you had, wasn't that right?
那就是你的毛病，不对吗？
And sit down.
现在请你坐下。
You just believe that one time.
你不妨相信一次。
I challenge anybody to believe it.
我挑战所有的人来相信。
Look here, let me tell you something.
你看这里，让我告诉你一件事。
Martha coming to the Lord Jesus.
马大是怎样来见主耶稣的？
That gift would never operate if the Father had already showed him what he was going to do.
那恩赐本不会运行的，虽然天父已经向耶稣显示了他要做的事。
It never operated, but she said, Lord.
那恩赐本来不会运行的，但马大说，主啊。
If thou would have been here, my brother would not have died.
你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But I know that even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you.
就是现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
This is what she said.
听听他是怎样回答的。
She said, "Yea, Lord."
他说：“是的，主啊。”
I believe that everything you've said is the truth. I believe you're the Son of God that was to come into the world.
我相信你所说的每句话都是真理。我相信你是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
That's her approach, humbly.
这就是他的态度，谦卑的态度。
You feel different, don't you, lady?
女士，你感觉不同，是吗？
That's right.
是的，是这样的。
Little lady sitting right there next to you too.
坐在那里的那位小个子女士，就是你旁边的那位。
Suffer with arthritis and female trouble.
你得了关节炎，还有妇女病。
Isn't that right, lady?
对吗，女士？
Stand up just a minute, little lady with the red dress on.
请站起来一会儿。那位穿红裙子的女士
You're so close, the vision come to you.
你坐得很近，异象到你这里来了。
Arthritis, female trouble, is that right?
关节炎和妇女病，对吗？
Here's something in your life, you got a good straight look to you.
还有一些关于你生命中的事。
You got a lot of worry on your life.
你生活中有很多的忧虑。
A lot of trouble.
很多的麻烦。
That trouble's about your loved one.
那麻烦的事是有关你所爱的人。
It's your husband. He's a drunkard.
那是你的丈夫，他是一个酒鬼。
He won't go to church.
他不去教会。
If that's right, raise your hand.
如果这是对的，请举起你的手来。
God bless you, lady.
神祝福你，女士。
Go home now and receive your blessing. You're healed.
回家去接受神的祝福吧，你已得了医治。
Turns light around you.
你的四周已经亮了起来。
Man sitting right next to him there.
就坐在他旁边的那位先生。
You, sir.
就是你先生。
You believe?
你相信吗？
With all your heart?
全心相信吗？
You've lost one of your senses.
你失去了你的一个感官。
That's a sense of smelling. Isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand.
是嗅觉，对吗？如果是的，请挥动你的手。
Put your hand up to your mouth like this.
把你的手放在嘴上，像这样。
Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you with all my heart.
说主耶稣，我全心相信你。
God bless you. Go now, you receive your healing.
神祝福你，去吧，你会得到医治的。
Have faith in God. What do you all think about it back in there? Do you believe?
对神要有信心。你们所有坐在后面的人，你们想那是什么呢？你们相信吗？
Be reverent.
要存敬畏的心。
There's a lady sitting right back over there in a corner.
有位女士坐在后面的角落那里。
I see that light hanging over.
我看到那光就挂在她的上方。
That's the only way I can tell what about it. That light's hanging. This light right here is hanging over the lady.
我能知道是哪一位的唯一方法就是看那光悬挂在哪里。这光就挂在那位女士的上方。
Maybe just a minute if I can see what it is.
等一会儿，让我看看那是什么。
It break. The lady's suffering with a heart trouble.
她会显出异象的。那位女士有心脏的毛病。
She's looking right to me.
她正看着我。
And her husband sitting next to her.
她丈夫就坐在她旁边。
And her husband has got some sickness. He's just been sick, upset, sick.
她丈夫也有某种病，她刚刚得了病，不舒服。
Isn't that right, sir?
对吗，先生？
Raise your hands up if that's true.
如果那是对的话，请你举起手来。
That's right, you lady with a little scarf there.
是的，就是你，女士，戴着条小围巾的。
The mister, isn't that right? Haven't you been this kind of upset today?
先生是这样吗？你今天不是有点不舒服吗？
You have upset your stomach, the man.
那位先生，你的胃不舒服。
That's right.
是的。
You all believe with all your heart?
你们都全心相信吗？
Both of you?
你们两个。
You accept it?
你们接受吗？
Sir, I tell you, you too, I see you. With your hand up.
先生，我还告诉你，我看到你的手举起来了。
The habit of smoking, quit doing that.
我看到你有吸烟的习惯，戒掉吧。
You smoke cigars, you shouldn't do that.
你抽雪茄，你不该这样做。
Makes you sick, isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand like this.
它使你生病，这都对吗？如果对的话，像这样挥动你的手。
That's what's upsetting you. It's bad on your nerves.
那就是使你不舒服的原因，那对你的神经有害。
Throw the nasty thing away and don't do it no more.
把那些污秽的东西扔掉吧，不要再抽了。
You'll get over that and be all right. Your wife's heart trouble will leave her. Do you believe that?
你会戒掉的。这样你就会没事的，你太太的心脏病也会好的，你相信吗？
Isn't that right? I can't see you from here, and you know that.
那是对的吗？我在这里看不到你，你也知道的。
But you're carrying cigars on the in your pocket. in the front. That's right.
但你身上带着雪茄，在你前面的口袋里。是的。
Lay the things out and put your hand over on your wife.
把那些东西拿出来，把手放在你妻子身上。
Tell God that you are through with that kind of stuff. You'll go home well. You and your wife will get well.
告诉神，你与那样的东西彻底了结了，你回去就会好起来的。你和你的妻子会好起来的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
主耶稣的名是应当称颂的。
You believe with all your heart?
Hallelujah.
你们全心全意地相信吗？
This little lady sitting here looking at me here.
坐在这里看着我的这位女士。
You're on the front seat here, sitting right here.
就是坐在前面的座位上的这位。
Her little lady's looking at me, sitting right there.
就坐在那边看着我的这位女士。
You have a prayer card, lady?
你没有，女士，你有祷告卡？
Right here.
有吗？
You don't have any prayer card?
你没有祷告卡吗？
Do you believe with all your heart?
你全心相信吗？
You believe that Jesus Christ can make you well?
你相信耶稣基督会使你痊愈吗？
What do you think about it? You sit next to her. Do you have a prayer card, lady?
你认为那是什么？坐在她旁边的女士，你有祷告卡？
You don't?
你没有。
You want to get well too?
你也想好起来吗？
Wouldn't you like to go eat again like you used to? Have the stomach trouble over?
你难道不想你的胃病得到医治，像以前那样吃东西吗？
Do you believe Jesus heals you now?
你相信主耶稣现在医治了你吗？
Stand up if you believe Jesus Christ heals you.
如果你相信主耶稣基督医治了你，就站起来。
You had an ulcerated stomach, didn't you?
你得了胃溃疡，是吗？
It's caused from a nervous condition.
这是由于紧张的缘故造成的。
You've been nervous for a long time.
你神经紧张了很长一段时间。
Especially acids and things, or I mean, creates acid, makes sensitive teeth when you belch your food back up in your mouth.
特别是胃酸等等。我的意思是，这导致了胃酸的产生。当你反胃的时候，胃酸和食物使你的牙齿敏感难受。
That's truth. Yes, sir. It's a peptic ulcer.
那是真的，是的，是一种胃溃疡。
It's laying at the bottom of your stomach. It burns sometime after eating, especially toast with butter on it.
是在你胃的底部，有时吃东西，特别是吃了涂有牛油的烤面包后，就像火烧一样难受。
Is that right?
说的对吗？
I'm not reading your mind, but the Holy Ghost is infallible.
我不是在阅读你的思想，但是圣灵不会失败的。
You're healed now. Go home. Be well.
你现在已得了医治。平平安安地回家去吧。
Why are you back over in this direction?
你们后面那些坐在这个方向的人，你们怎样？
Some of you over there without a prayer card, raise up your hand.
你们那些没有祷告卡的，举起手来。
Somebody without prayer cards.
没有祷告卡的。
All right, be reverent.
好的，纯敬畏的心。
Believe with all your heart.
全心的相信。
What about up the balcony?
你们那些坐在楼上的人怎样？
Have faith in God.
对神要有信心。
I can't do this within myself. It's only His sovereign grace.
我凭自己并不能这样做，都是神主权的恩典。
Do you believe?
你们相信吗？
I can only say as He shows me, as your faith.
我只能照他显示给我看的说出来。当你们的信心。
I say that to shake your faith.
我这样说是为了激发你们的信心。
Then see which way he'll lead me.
然后看看神要如何带领我。
Did you realize this is not your brother?
你们意识到这不是出于你的弟兄吗？
You're standing in his presence.
你们是站在神的面前。
It's not me that's doing this. It's your faith operating it. I can't operate it.
并不是我在做这些，而是你们的信心在运行神的恩赐。我不能运行它。
It's your faith that doing it.
是你们的信心激发了它。
I have no way of operating it.
我是无法运行这个恩赐的。
Just a minute. In this corner.
请等一下，在这个角落。
I see a colored man sitting there, kind of elderly with the glasses on.
我看到一位黑人坐在那里，似乎上了年纪，戴着眼镜。
You have a prayer card, sir?
先生，你有祷告卡吗？
Stand up on your feet a minute.
请站起来一下。
You believe me to be God's servant?
你相信我是神的仆人吗？
With all your heart?
全心相信吗？
You're thinking about somebody else, aren't you?
你在挂念着另一个人，不是吗？
If that's right, wave your hand.
如果那是对的，请挥动你的手。
Not because it's me, your brother.
这并不是出于我，我只是你的弟兄。
Now you don't have a prayer card. There wouldn't be no way of you ever getting in line because you ain't got a prayer card.
你没有祷告卡，你无法进入祷告行列，因为你没有祷告卡。
Now if any of you got prayer cards, don't raise up, see, because you'll have a chance to come in the line.
如果你们任何人有祷告卡的话，请不要站起来，瞧，因为你们会有机会进入祷告行列的。
But I see that light just hanging above him.
但我看到那光就悬挂在他的上方。
It's never broke to a vision yet.
但还没有显出异象来。
I cannot heal you, brother. I cannot. Only God can do that.
我不能医治你，弟兄，我不能，只有神才能。
But you've got faith, you're believing.
但你有信心，你在相信。
And there's something it's caused it, some way.
是你的信心引起的。
If Almighty God will tell this man what's his trouble,Will the rest of you receive your healing?
如果全能神告诉我这个人的问题，你们其余的人愿意接受你们的医治吗？
There's a man perfectly standing 10, 15 yards away from me.
这个人站在离我15码远的地方。
I never seen him in my life.
我从没见过他。
He's just a man standing there.
他只是站在那里的一个人。
If Almighty God will reveal what's wrong with that man, every one of you are to walk right out of here a well person.
如果全能神会揭示这个人的问题，你们每个人走出这里的时候，都应该是个健康的人。
What more can God do?
神还能再做什么呢？
Is that right?
对吗？
Sir?
先生。
There's nothing wrong with you.
你没有问题。
You're weak. Have a little getting up at night, prostrates and so forth.
虽然你虚弱，晚上有时要起床，有前列腺毛病等等。
But that's not what's your trouble.
但那不是你问题的所在。
Your trouble is concerning your boy.
你的问题是有关你的儿子。
And your boy is in some kind of a state institution.
他在某个精神病院。
And he has a dual personality.
因为他有双重人格。
Is that right? Wave your hand if that's right.
对吗？如果是正确的话，请挥动你的手。
That's exactly right.
一点没错。
How many believe now that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is standing here?
多少人现在相信耶稣基督，神的儿子，就站在这里。
Let's stand and offer praise and receive our healing.
让我们站起来，献上我们的赞美，接受我们的医治。
Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift.
全能的神，生命的作者，一切美好恩赐的供应者。
You're here, the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你就在这里，同一位主耶稣基督，昨日、今日，直到永远都是一样的。
And Satan, you've bluffed these people long enough.
撒旦，你已经欺骗这些人够久了。
Come out of them.
离开他们。
I adjure thee by the living God, whose presence is here now in the form of a pillar of fire.
我奉永生神的名，现在他正以火柱的形式在我们当中。
Leave these people and come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you raise your hands and praise God and receive your healing. Everyone. Hallelujah.
命令你离开这些人，从他们当中出来，奉耶稣基督的名，你们每个人举起手来赞美神，并接受你们的医治，每一个人。